is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hold on. I'm almost ready.
Hold on.
Here we go. I'm almost ready.
Very nice. I wanted to be the first.
Settling in.
Very nice.
Very nice, Mike. Very nice. Well, Robbie, hold on. What? How's the weather?
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, that's right. How you doing, Arnold?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
How are you?
More Arnold.
Very nice.
You know, I don't know. Golly. Let's see. Where do I start? I want to start with something nice today.
Very nice.
Something very nice?
Something very nice. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
You might have heard about it. This is one of those DJ jokes that's really about a tragic story, but I'll read it anyway.
All right. Go ahead.
You might have heard about this 6-year-old Riverside, California girl in a car accident, killed her mom, found alive at the bottom of a canyon. She survived only on noodles and Gatorade for 10 days. People are amazed she lived. Hey, sounds like college to me. How you doing?
My God.
It's all in the delivery.
So that's a joke, because we're on the DJ joke service.
Yeah, and that's a joke relating to a very, taking a tragedy and turning it into something humorous.
Yes.
That's right.
Because the kid did live, so it's really not that much of a tragedy.
Yeah, but if you know the story, the mom was dead, laying next to her for 10 days.
Yeah.
And, like, the kid kept warm by snuggling up to the dead mother.
Yeah.
Flesh blanket.
Flesh blanket. Dolly Parton out there. She's received the Living Legend Award from the Library of Congress. Dolly now also owns the world record for the closest anyone from Tennessee has ever been to that many books. See, because it's a library, Mike.
Jesus.
She got the Living Legend Award from the Library of Congress.
That's bad.
That's the closest.
That's bad. You tried to make it good, and it's bad. We're not paying for these, are we?
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering if we're paying for these.
No, this is a free sample, right?
Good. Yeah, so they're sending their best stuff.
All right, Raytheon. Ewan McGregor. He's riding a motorcycle from London to New York at Celebrity News. As of those of you who have ever seen him naked know, he will be bringing his own kickstand. Sorry. That comment was off topic, and it was blue. I work non-blue.
He's riding a motorcycle from New York to London?
Is that
what it said?
Yes.
McGregor, think about that for a second.
Ewan McGregor is riding a motorcycle from London to New York.
That's a lot of water there.
What's it, a submarine?
I guess. Is it some publicity thing?
I think he's riding across America. I think it's New York to California, though.
Well, it says right here, from London, on the DJ joke sheet. Read it out loud.
Ewan McGregor is riding a motorcycle from London to New York. Print it. It's fact. They must have big tires.
Those of you that have seen him naked know. So,
he'll
bring his own kickstand.
In the disc jockeys that wrote that joke, if you want to call it a joke, in the zeal to get to the comedy about the nudity of Ewan McGregor,
yes,
we decided to dispense with the fact that the motorcycle will be underwater.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Good afternoon. This study, 10-year study of 1,000 men, proves that middle-aged men who have frequent releases have a death rate half of those who aren't active sexually. In fact, sexually inactive men die earlier.
Which is their wish. We've had some
fun. There you go. How you doing?
You did the clever ending there.
How was that, Arnold?
Very nice. That was very Bob Hope-ish at the end. Now it's a little word.
Arnold liked it.
He loved it.
And the last one, they send some jokes that they say, not necessarily for all DJs.
Uh-huh.
And incidentally, the joke about the little kid that was in the car with their mom, that one was okay. This is the one that they say you might want to give to your night jock to roll with.
Okay, very good.
Let me get this one. Hi, everybody. My name's Pat Smear. Wisconsin college woman faked her own kidnapping. Charged with lying to police and the desperate attempt to get her boyfriend's attention. She could have done the same thing by inviting him to watch a little hot lesbo action.
God.
Wow.
That's horrible. I know. That's the worst.
You saved the worst for last.
Wow.
Written by wishful thinking, DJ.
Anyway, more on that.
That's the DJ service that they want us to buy.
Now, listen, you know how you do a pre-show? Really? You don't read bad jokes?
No.
You go to a guy who knows, a guy who's got star appeal, a guy who is just sure of himself, has stage awareness.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, as our pre-show today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you very much. Pleased to see that. Hey, with this, we can do a few curls and pump up. Very nice. This is, by the way, my favorite award show. I have to be honest with you that I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to make it here tonight because of an injury that I suffered during the making of Terminator 3.
What's that, Arnold?
I severely strained my back trying to deliver more than two lines of dialogue.
And he got that
metal detectors at the Stunt Award show. Don't they know that the stunt people's bodies are being held together by metal pins and metal blades?
You're
Imagine
funny.
What films would be like without stunts. Or what, for instance, Terminator would be like without stunt performances. We actually would have to come up with some dialogue.
Yeah. Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now that I know.
Hey, now.
Now that I know how it's
Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz, write that down every day.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Very nice.
Very nice. There we go. Oh, look.
Very nice.
Look who's with them today.
Very nice.
Yeah, that worked. Oh, they're looking good. Arnold, do you see Julia there, Arnold? Hold on a second.
Very nice.
Very nice. Nice girl.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be wet.
I know the boys are a little upset today.
Why is that?
Out of state. You understand.
Very nice.
I missed that. What was that?
What?
Don't repeat it. No, go ahead.
It's hot upstairs, you understand.
You understand, yes.
Right. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Needless and all the ships at sea. I
Very
reckon
nice.
You'll enjoy them. Don Geronimo. There he is. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, thank you, Robbie. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. April 20, odd 4. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067 if you're listening to us on WJFK. It's very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Do some curls.
See, now he knows how to warm up a crowd.
Sure does.
I mean, you know.
His writers are the best in the business.
Writers, Mike, listen, that patter is off the top of his head.
Okay.
Off the top of his flat head.
Let's wager on that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. I don't know who had the best day today among all of us. I'm going to vote. I know that Mike had a problem with his babysitter, with his kids. I know that I've got ongoing issues with my home life. I'll give them to you briefly, but I think Rob is the winner.
Really?
I think so. Incidentally, the bathroom, still under siege. We are now beginning the fifth week of the bathroom being remodeled.
Your house. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Also, a gigantic fight with my wife this morning. I won't bore you with it, but it seems after so many years of being married, you think that she would know. Why, seriously, why are we rushing around and cleaning the house at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning? You know why?
Why?
Because the cleaning lady is coming on Tuesday.
Aha.
Sure. You know, we got into this. We've been to this one 1,000 times. It's like, why are we, and we were doing laundry at 7:30. We were cleaning, we were scrubbing.
Cleaning lady doesn't do laundry?
Well, I guess, but
I thought that was part of the package when you have a cleaning.
I think Frieda's now told her, now that Bart has moved away, that there's no need for the for that. And so,
big mistake.
So this morning we're having that argument. And speaking of my son, I found out he'll be home in just 2 weeks.
Wow,
just two fabulous weeks. And
2 weeks
home.
He's home for good.
That's
summer.
He's got his final exam 2 weeks from last Friday.
Wow,
and then that's it. He's out.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I forgot.
He doesn't have to go back till.
No, it's not like regular school to get where you go till June.
Yeah,
right.
And then he has to go back early. He has to go back like in the middle of August because that's when the
right.
school year starts where he goes to college. But anyway, all of that, and I'm having to have the discussion with him about, you know, get a job or else. And,
mm-hmm. So he's not planning. He hasn't like thought about this as far as maybe getting some employment. No.
And I won't waste valuable time. Now I'll waste valuable time another time telling you about how. Freaking frustrated I am talking to the son who the son of mine who I love more than life itself and I think is a great kid and he is the proudest achievement of my life. But I want to tell you something. He is a dumbass. He just really sometimes is a dumbass. I'll explain. Let me explain.
Are you going to explain later? Or are you going to explain now?
No. Just in general. Here's a brief example. I was not even going to talk about this today. That. The postal guy comes, the post office guy, the mail guy comes up, certified letter for my son from his college, sent to our home. So I signed for it, and I open it up, and it says, you know, we're getting near the end of the school year, incidentally, and you might notice, Bart, that we turned off your telephone in your dorm room because you didn't pay the bill, and also you owe us $178. Now I call him up. And I say, hey, dude, I got a certified letter here from school. What's going on with this? Mom and I paid for some kind of plan for you to have phone calls and junk. And now they say that you owe them money. And he says, I don't know anything about it. All I know is that 4 weeks ago, the phone just stopped working.
Huh? Right.
And I said, well, I'll tell you why the phone stopped working. The phone stopped working because you didn't pay the bill. He said, Dad, I promise. Nobody told me. I said, Bart, have you checked your mailbox at school? He said, no. I said, the lady at the office told me they have sent you 7 notices.
He doesn't check his mailbox?
No, and then now, after they sent you the 7th notice, now that you're about to be sprung for the summer before you have to go back, they sent me a nice certified letter today saying, incidentally, we'd like payment not yesterday, yeah. not tomorrow, but we'd like payment the moment that you sign for this letter.
Wow.
Please call. Mm-hmm. So he said, oh, I guess that's why the phone didn't work.
Yeah.
All of I said, so like the last
well,
month.
Well, doesn't he get stuff from you and letters and or packages or
Mike,
stuff like
it's
that?
It's a modern world. Mm-hmm. It's a modern world. Everything is email now. We don't send him letters.
Yeah, but you still got to check your regular mail.
Not when your name is Bart.
You can't email a box of cookies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
I mean, I know Frieda sends like the occasional care package, right?
Negative.
No.
It's
working.
No, why? And really, I agree with that. I mean, he's down there to learn. He's not down there for camp time.
My brownies from my mommy were the biggest hit of American University.
I'm surprised that they even do phones in dorms anymore because everyone has cell phones.
You know, I see. Right. Just very briefly, I seriously got a package. She makes these great brownies, and I got one and ate one, and then I gave one to, I said, yeah, give some of the guys this. And they came back in 15 seconds, and I should have known. Okay. You learn when you live on a dorm.
Gone.
I mean, gone. Zero. Nothing nothing left in there.
Because your mom, and I know that you're very hesitant to say it, mm-hmm. your mom, even now, listen, made the best pot brownies.
She did.
Ever.
But, you know, you couldn't taste the pot.
Yeah, that's so great.
They were so good.
Don, you know, it was flavor first, pot second. The fact that you got incredibly high after you
So anyway, understand that. I love my son. But, you know, I'm on the phone with him today just going, listen, you gotta check your mail. You gotta check your mail because they've sent you these notices about the telephone. And
so does this mean he didn't ever look in his mailbox like for the entire semester?
He's not looked since I believe what is today, April? Not since he got back from Christmas break. He checked
that's
it
funny.
Like on January 8th.
That
is the last
funny.
Time that he checked his mail.
So that's why they have mailboxes.
And also, incidentally, I guess that he also learned at the same time that apparently that's why a couple of his classes that he, you know, it was one of the times he called. He said, I can't believe, you know, the whole system's out to get me. The man's out to get me. Mm-hmm. There's this class. We're supposed to meet at 9:30, and I'm here, and I'm the only one here. Well, as it turns out, they had sent him a letter like a week earlier. you know, because most of the kids go to their mailboxes. I guess they had sent him an email, too, but I don't know what happened to that anyway. No. He's coming home, and he's got to find a job. And,
perfect.
You know, I keep telling him, you know, because what he wants is, he's thinking the laziest possible job where he'll enjoy himself the most. And once I tell him forget radio, then he says, oh, that was a joke about the
right.
Anyway, his thing is Best Buy. That's where he sees himself.
But that wouldn't be fun, would it?
At Best Buy. Well, see, to him, it would be fun. Now, I think it'd be great for him if he had one of those jobs. He had to wear one of those goddamn girdle things you see guys wearing. Those things
See, he gets a job at Best Buy and they'll put it in the warehouse.
Right. Those guys with the bad backs because they're lifting the TVs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, here, I think my son pictures him.
He wants to be out on the floor.
He's the guy, you know, going, this is a beautiful 27-inch RCA color TV, you know. Not going to happen.
Hello, m'lady.
Not,
you don't think he can get a job in sales? I bet he's got the gifts of gab where he can do it.
Mike, here's the thing. It's a tough job market now. Read today's newspaper. Whatever the paper I was reading today. Where do I live? Washington Post. Giant article. And I'm not saying nothing. It's true. It's immigrants. Everywhere. Immigrants are taking the jobs. Mike, it's in the paper today.
Right.
Immigrants are taking the jobs that college and high school kids used to have. Because they'll take anything. And now because the job market is so bad, now, regular folk are fighting with the immigrants for the jobs that, you know, like guys with PhDs are fighting with immigrants for the job to sell suntan lotion at Lake Fairfax Pool.
Right.
And meanwhile, my kid, who doesn't get any of this, just thinks he's going to waltz into town, walk into Best Buy and say, hi, my name is Bart. I'd really like to work here. Here's my schedule. I like to sleep till about 2 in the afternoon.
Sure.
I'd enjoy working the maximum, I think, maybe 3-4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing on the weekend. I'd like the employee discount, all benefits, and I'd like my first 3 months' salary up front, please.
Right.
I think this is what he wants.
Sounds reasonable.
Anyway.
So is he beginning the quest? Is he hunting, or has he not gotten around to it yet?
No, he's got 2 weeks at school still.
Yeah.
He's
getting there first.
And I was trying to tell him today.
I would assume that when he gets back, you will have the obligatory full month of job hunting.
Well, here's why.
What's your time limit you're giving him on that?
The time limit is unlimited because, as he found out this morning, when he arrives back at home and he's looking forward to coming home, and we want to have him come back home, we love him, he's our son, to enter our home and so he can reclaim his room,
mm-hmm.
he will surrender his Visa card and his Exxon card.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the two credit cards that we allow him to carry for, you know, quote unquote, magma for emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now the deal's going to be you want to put gas in that car? Okay, start going through the couch and start finding quarters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to cancel those cards like the day of his last exam just in case, because I know that if that was done to me in that situation,
you'd be going down to the local Walmart buying those
ATM,
and you'd be buying those plastic cans of gas,
or hanging out and letting people pay me cash for their gas. I'll buy your gas if you give me cash.
So anyway, that's what's going. But all of that tells. And Mike had a bad time with his babysitter last night. And I don't know if you don't want to talk about it, but. But Rob's the winner.
Yay.
And Buzz, I'm assuming that everything's okay with you. We chatted before the show. You didn't come in with any.
Let's just say it's fine.
Well, no, Buzz.
No, it's actually fine.
It's an open forum.
Yeah.
It's an open forum. What's on your mind, Buzz? What say you? I'll tell you. My wife's nuts about cleaning before the cleaning lady.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why my bathroom is still all tore up.
Right.
And my kid, just like, won't even refuse to acknowledge the fact that he has to respond to mail.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with you?
Oh, not much. I talked to my dad today, and you know, he's having health issues, and so are some of our friends and family. So you know, that wasn't the most cheerful thing in the world. And then this is one of the days of the week that my wife goes to work a little later, so that means she's around the house during many of the morning hours to ask a lot of questions.
There you go, Tiger.
Yeah. There you go. That's how you start, Buzz.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
That's how you start. To regaining the sense of masculinity that's been taken away from you. But keep in mind, and I put myself in the same category, while you're reclaiming it, she still has them in a jar because you're only bold enough to speak about her, your wife,
right.
on the radio.
Right,
right.
Like in person.
And while she's at work.
Yeah, and same with me with Frida.
Right.
Like me saying, what were we doing at 7:30, you know, cleaning the floor.
Right.
You know, you can still have those on a jar when you don't live with them anymore. It's called a legal document.
Wow.
There you go.
So,
then everybody has their problems.
Everybody's got their issues.
Mm-hmm. But Robbie is the winner.
How so?
Robbie's the winner, and now, and it's not because... Rob's wife is not in town, so right away he's out of the running for the
Henpecked Award,
right? Because and it can't be anything bad because he's on vacation.
Basically, yeah. I mean, she and the kids are at visiting her mom, and I do miss the kids a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to have them back, but...
Isn't that what all married guys say when their wife is away?
Yeah.
I miss the kids an awful lot.
Yeah.
I say you can't be held to anything if you say that, because I do miss the kids.
Of course you do.
Oh, hold on. I got something else.
And on a level, you do.
Do you know what else she did to me today?
What's that?
Here's the thing.
Your wife or mine?
No, mine, not yours.
Good.
She gets out of the shower, and she's getting ready to go to work, and she says, "What do you think of my hair?"
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, she's getting out of the shower. Yeah, like anything's going to happen in my house.
Now there are floors to clean.
I found out it only happens on vacation. It only happens, like, in Las Vegas. It, I figured out in my house,
right,
that's the no fornication zone. As soon as you walk through the doors of my house, no chance you're going to get sex. Yeah. Anyway, she comes out of the shower, and she's putting her clothes on, and she says, "What do you think of my hair?" And it looked to me like what she had done was... started to towel her hair, and then she was going to finish it up later.
The wild look.
And I said, "What do you mean, what do I think of your hair?" And she said, "What do you think of my hair?" And I said, I swear to Christ, I said to her, "Is this a trick question?" And she said, "No, tell me what you think of my hair." I said, "I think you should go finish combing your hair." Is that? And then she looked at me, I said, "Well, see, it was a trick question."
Mm-hmm.
It was
what did she want from you?
What she wanted me to say was that her hair looked great.
She liked it. Was she trying it like wild and unkempt?
Yes, it looked like she had just gotten out of the shower. It was like
it could have been worse. She could have said you look like Nick Nolte in the mugshot.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, I mean, did it look like it was kind of the wild? I'm trying to think of an actress that would have it. Did it have a Diane Cannon kind of look to it?
No, absolutely not.
Bedhead can be sexy. Like
no, it wasn't
an Easton look.
No, I don't think it wasn't bedhead. It wasn't a mane. It wasn't like the guy from the Bee Gees with his big mane of hair.
I don't think bedhead is sexy ever.
No, well, probably
I don't
not.
Like
but that sort of
I like out of the shower hair. Mm-hmm. I love out of the shower hair.
No, here's the thing.
I didn't literally mean bed. I mean,
anyway, It's not a big deal. It's just, I guess, what she wanted me to say was, "Hey, that looks great."
Well, did it look kind of curly?
No, it looked wet. My wife doesn't have curly hair.
I like that look, though. Don't you like that look, like fresh out of the shower?
A little wild.
Is that what she was going for? I mean,
I don't know. I'm just standing there. She said, "What do you think of my hair?" And I said, "It's okay." And she said, "What do you think of it?" I said, "No. Yeah, is this a trick question?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, your hair looks nice. Now, go finish doing what you're doing to it." And then she said, "Just get out of here." And I said, "Wait, it was a trick question.
Yes.
Honey, you tricked me."
Many of them are.
But still, even with all of that, there he is. Look at him. Look at him henpecked already. I'll call you back later.
That was the other person who henpecked me. That was Robbie Gomez.
Oh, what is she?
I need a spot number.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Get off the phone with Robbie.
All right. So what happened?
Robbie on Robbie.
Spot number.
There's a lady who works here whose name is also Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And
we share.
Not coincidental that there's a mutual love between Gomez and Speedway.
Sure.
But Rob is the winner.
I do win.
Because this is great. Rob's on his way to work. Cell phone rings. Rob says, "Hello."
The caller ID says it's the trunk line for WJFK, so I'm expecting someone from the office.
Oh.
And I say, "Hello." And I say, "Yo, dog." And I said, "Hello." And it's Charles Pearson. It's Mr. 40. Checking in.
40 was
and
here.
I said, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm at Hooters." And I said, that's odd because the number came up as WJFK. And that's when I realized Colette is also on the line. And
now, Colette, you know, is
a receptionist.
She works up front.
Colette has forwarded.
Done a three-way call for him.
And there's a reason why.
Because he was at Hooters hanging out, and he wanted to get in touch with someone from the show and didn't have the money for a payphone, so he called from Hooters to Colette and had her chase me down to ask if he could come in and panel today.
So he went to someone at Hooters and said, "Hey, can I use your phone?" They said yes. He called Colette. And said, "And I'm going to call Colette here in a second and find out." And I guess said, "Hey, you know, I need to talk to Rob."
Right.
Colette said, "Well, I can't give you the number, but I can dial it up." And
I like it when you say come in and panel for that.
Yeah, he wanted to panel. And so I said, "Well, how do I get back to you? Do you have a cell phone?" He said, "Dog, I do not have a cell phone." I said, "Yo,
so he was really asking for you to make the call."
Yeah, and so I called Don and I said, "We were just too impossibly full. We couldn't possibly have him into panel today," which is true. And I called back, and he said, they'll know me at Hooters. I'm the only black guy there.
Called back to Hooters.
And I think the name of the lady who answers is like, you know, Tiffany or...
Right. Now, what do you say? Let me talk to the only black guy.
I said, hi, I'm looking for a gentleman by the name of Mr. 40, and I hear he's the only black guy there. And she said, yes, hold on.
Sure, get right to it. And that's what he said.
And he said, yo-yo, and I said, maybe someday next week, and he'll get back to me.
I hope so.
So he should panel next week.
we want to have Mr. 40 on, but we just had the show last week where we all got drunk.
Yeah.
And if he's drunk enough...
Well, he will be.
That he was calling
from
Hooters,
yeah.
Didn't have 50 cents for the payphone.
Sounds like maybe he was at Hooters, and after spending a little time at Hooters, maybe that's when he got motivated to call.
Motivated or courageous?
Yeah. Anyway, so Rob's the winner today.
Yeah.
As far as before show life.
Hello?
Hey, Colette, it's Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, when Mr. 40 called, did you listen to the call with Rob?
Yes.
How was Rob's behavior with Mr. 40?
Okay.
It was just okay?
Yeah.
Awkward?
Did Mr. 40 sound like he might have been drinking?
Yeah.
And when he called you up, what did he say? He wanted to speak to... Did I have that right? He wanted to speak to Rob, but you couldn't give him Rob's number?
Right.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have 50 cents to call Rob.
Oh.
Mr. 40. And he was at Hooters.
Yes.
Now, did you only listen on the call because it was three-way?
Yes.
Do you listen to other calls, darling?
No.
Would you tell me the truth if I told you did not look like a bumblebee today? I heard that pissed you off, that someone told you you look like a bumblebee.
Joe came in and said, did either one of you say that Colette looked like a bumblebee? And we said, no, absolutely not.
No.
Who called you a bumblebee, Colette?
I can't say.
Oh, why?
Come on.
No, I can't. Come on, guys.
Is it a man or a woman? It's got to be a man.
I don't know what they are.
Oh, she.
Now,
Colette, please tell me why you can't say. Come on.
Because I can't. Come on, guys. Don't make me do that.
Is it one of the women who's on Bosom Patrol today?
Oh, God.
Who's that?
We were noticing that there were a lot of twins out playing today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, everybody's brought them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice weather.
Springtime is here.
Colette, is it a lady who...
You got to go. She wants to get off the phone.
No, I got another call.
Of course you do.
Is it a lady who, if you ask for a three-year subscription to USA Today, might only approve you for a one-year subscription?
I don't know. Bye.
No, yeah, that's who it has to be. Fear.
Makes sense.
It's the fear factor. Yeah. We've got our very own fear factor here.
And that, of course, is my favorite lady, Bobby. So, Bobby, Rob comes in with this thing.
Well, why don't we call Bobby and see if Bobby called Colette a bumblebee? Just to confirm it, please.
I will, of course.
I think it'd be nice.
Rob came in today and showed me a bit of paperwork. Bobby, who really runs this place. You've
been in the system for about 6 weeks ago. We ran out of our subscription to USA Today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's sort of a nutty thing where you've been getting a paper for 12 years. We're looking for a renewal. And I thought, you know, why not? It's a good deal right now. If we renew for 3 years, then we don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
For 3 years. And it came back approved for 1 year.
Why pay the money for 3 years?
Why get the discount?
Yeah.
Well,
hey, pay it for 1 year.
But who knows if you guys stay around?
Between Larry Michael yesterday and now the 1 year subscription,
I'm starting
to get a little paranoid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've gone 14 months except for all the ice cream we had to buy.
But let's see if Bobby's the one who said that Colette looks like a bumblebee.
It's been a long time since Bobby's been on the show.
A while.
I hope she's not out walking her dog.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day for it.
When's the last time Bobby was on the show?
I love the fact Bobby brings her dog to work every day.
Let's ask Colette if Bobby's even here.
Every day she brings her dog to work. And now people treat it like it's a fabric of WJFK. It's just totally cool to walk in and the dog just comes and sits down. You know, it's in my office. Mm-hmm. Just comes and sits and go, hi, how you doing? And he just kind of leaves. And
no, she's not picking up the phone. Let's see if she's here.
Have you encountered the dog recently?
No.
Bobby's dog?
Every day.
Last week was the last time.
The dog's up on the second floor?
Yeah.
Okay, it would be predicated on the amount of time I spend on the second floor.
Gotcha.
Play the odds.
Anyway.
I barely have time to say hi to you.
I like that. If I wasn't doing a DJ show, mm-hmm. I'd bring my dogs to work with me.
Sure.
It's a pain in the ass to have them in here barking and junk.
I bring mine in, too, but I don't have them anymore.
I don't. Sorry,
that was a moment of naked self-pity. I'm sorry, I apologize. I've been feeling that way this week.
It's okay.
I've been pitying myself a little bit. That was naked self-pity. And I can't talk about the other thing that I thought to you. You know, there'll be contact.
I'm not.
Just wanted to remind you before you said it a third time.
Said what a third time?
Exactly.
Exactly. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, about...
Right. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about...
You know.
All right, okay.
You know, it's just part of the whole tapestry, Don. Is this the main number we're calling?
Yes, it is. The great Vince Lombardi once said, or perhaps it was the great George Allen, one of those football coaches I like so much.
One of the good ones.
I like so bad. One of those football coaches you like so bad.
I know it was George Allen. The late George Allen, late coach of the Washington Redskins, said what he would do is he would sit around at 8:30 in the morning and would call the front offices of all of the other NFL teams. And the teams that had someone that was there, like, good morning, St. Louis Cardinals, that was a good organization.
But the teams that had people there early?
At 8:30.
Wow.
Right.
Correct.
And look at this.
And now he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. But it was a good point, Buzz.
Yeah, see, if I was owning that team, I would go to that coach and say, if you got the time to just sit there and call the front desk of other, then you're not a good organizer.
Hello, guys.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, I have calls coming in.
Hey, sorry about that, Colette. Is Bobby even here today?
She was, but she's not now.
Ah, so she was here when she said that to you.
Said what?
Called you a bumblebee.
Who said that Bobby said that?
You did.
Well, no, I did not.
Would you say now then?
No, it was not Bobby.
It was not Bobby.
Oh, well then if it wasn't Bobby, she's the only one that's scary powerful around here.
Come on, who was it?
It was Madonna, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, different kind of scary.
All right, thank you. Hey, don't be afraid of her, Colette. You can take her.
Hello?
Oh, she's gone.
Madonna.
Different kind
Madonna.
Of power.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna who shares cruel things with everybody. It's not even Bumblebee. It's Madonna saying it.
Yeah.
Madonna could say anything to you. Like,
wow,
that's
hi.
A nice shirt. And you know it wasn't sincere. Right.
You look really nice. You look like a bumblebee.
Yeah. And that's Madonna's style, and then you'd take offense at it.
Don't you know why Colette couldn't stay on the phone?
Why?
Busy as a bee.
Okay. Right. And if I could just... the football, hold on, I saw this, read this today. Nothing pisses me off more than the third person. Uh-huh. And today's winner is, from the NFL, Corey Dillon. Mm-hmm. He got traded from your Cincinnati Bengals to your New England Patriots.
Hey, I thought that's good for him.
So Corey Dillon says, everybody broke even. Here's his quote. Everybody broke even. We're talking about the Patriots. They're the Super Bowl champs. They got what they wanted. Cincinnati got what they wanted. Corey Dillon got exactly what he wanted.
Hey, listen!
No! 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 No!
Yeah. No, Corey Dillon got just what he wanted. God Christ, stop it! Stop it! For goodness sake.
And who's the guy for the New England Patriots that just got in the car chase down in South Florida?
Ty Law.
And he was chased by the cops in his Rolls Royce.
And he got out of the car. And I guess he said to them, what is the story? Something like he said, what was that? Oh, your drink. I could hear your beverage.
Yeah, it was a nice damn.
You're a New England Patriot. It's Ty Law. So he's, and I know this is not in the story, but I know why the cops pulled him over. He's driving a 2004 Rolls Royce.
Right.
Now, come on. He's a brother. He's driving a 2004 Rolls Royce.
Yeah, they just wanted to hassle him.
Of course.
That's
so
right.
they pull him over. And the way that I read the story, well, he's screwed because he in proper lane change, he's going to get his name in the paper anyway.
Right.
So
he bolts.
he bolts.
He gets, but I'm really, I mean, I know it's a great car and all, but you got to work probably to get that thing up to the, just the Ferrari level.
Well, no, it said he only went half a block.
Oh, really?
And then he pulled over. And then, hold on, I got the finger of what the cop said. This is funny. Hold on. So they pull him over. He pulls over and then he doesn't. Then he takes off. What did they say about him? Law sped from the scene, got out of his car, and briefly ran. He didn't want to go to jail, and he didn't want the police to tell him what to do. And that was the problem.
Wow.
Says whoever the cop is down in Florida.
Don't we all really feel that way? I got popped on, Sunday coming back a speeding ticket.
Wow.
In the middle of nowhere, in the wild countryside of Northern Virginia.
And on an otherwise perfect day.
And a state trooper who was seriously, I believe, was 14 years old.
Yeah.
That's that, and you know when the trooper comes up to your car and you're not gonna get off? It's when it's like, license registration, please. Just not even.
Yep. You know right away.
You don't want to stop. You're going 70.
I always get off.
60.
That's my thing. I like cops.
Yeah.
So
I was going.
As soon as I see the line,
mm-hmm.
I.
Oh.
And the officer always says, why are you so relaxed?
Right.
I say, well, hey.
I'm going to get off.
Gaston. Yeah. You know, all these guys, why is it with athletes, a lot of people do bad stuff, but with athletes, it's always, all these NFL guys, they all get popped always on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. Ty Law, and then it's Orande Gaston, and E.J. Henderson of the Vikings. So that's a guy from the Dolphins. A guy from the Patriots and a guy from the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that tells me? Those are going to be three good teams this year.
Yeah, controversy.
Those will be three teams that do something. And Kurt Warner's out of a job, if you care. The Rams let him go.
I'll tell you something. Huh. That's a guy the Redskins ought to look at.
Well, they already got an old Christian guy. They shot the wad. They got Brunel.
Old Christians.
Old Christians need not apply.
Well, did you read that thing on Gibbs in the newspaper about? I mean, when Gibbs was the coach at the Redskins before, and Mike and I have worked here for all the 20 years that Gibbs was the coach and then is not the coach.
Right.
Here he is. he's the coach again. Now, he used to be kind of quiet about his born-again stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But now he's way out there with it. And if you go up, if you walk up to him in a restaurant or you see him somewhere, you say, hey, I'd like your autograph, I'd like to shake your hand. He gives you a business card that tells you how you can become a born again Christian.
Really?
That's exactly what he does.
Wow.
That's why he hires.
Does he sign the autograph, or does he just
no? He just gives you a card.
Oh.
Just says, you know, Jesus loves you. You know, and what you really want is best wishes, Joe Gibbs.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, or how about an autograph from Jesus?
How about Jesus loves you, Joe Gibbs?
How about it,
Joe Gibbs?
How about
Jesus
that?
Loves Joe Gibbs?
So
that'd be that third person violation again.
Yeah. Jesus loves Joe Gibbs.
Did we talk about the shirt that Trump sent the Archbishop of New York?
No, he didn't.
He had a golf shirt made up for him that says embroidered on it, "Jesus loves Donald Trump."
You're kidding
true.
Me.
No, that's true.
And
that's
as fabulous. Much as I'd love to hate that, that is
that's yeah. great.
Absolutely.
Oh, we do have to break here. We have a very full show today.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Chuck Pearson's not here. Chuck, come on by next week.
Yeah.
He's the only black man at Hooters in Fairfax. Stop by.
Have a good time at Hooters.
Buy him a drink. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is. I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. They share common interests. Don and Mike.
NFL drafted this weekend. I'm sorry I got nutty there with, like, the NFL players with getting drunk.
So you have the NFL in the brain?
That happens all the time, yeah. Why Kurt Warner? No one cares Kurt Warner was released by the Rams. It's because I'm excited about this weekend because I'll watch the draft.
Well, you're not alone, and on a lot of people, it has grown in popularity. Doesn't it grow every year in popularity?
Yeah, but...
But I tell that ESPN...
So does cancer, Mike.
But that ESPN thing is a... It will always be, in my opinion, a nerdathon. A complete nerdathon. When you see... When the number one guy, when the actual pope of that thing... Is that Mel Kiper Jr.?
Yeah.
It is a nerdathon.
The guys
that used to get beat up in school.
I goof on him all the time.
Right.
But boy, come Saturday morning, I'll be sitting there going, who will Mel Kiper say San Diego will do? What does Mel say San Diego will do? Meanwhile,
do you know what I'd love to see?
364 days a year, I think he's a schmuck. One day a year, I go, all right, listen to what he has to say.
You know what I would love to see? And I know maybe it's been done before. You could tell me if it's been done before. I'd love to see a show, a half-hour show about Mel Kiper Jr.,
yeah.
and go right down the line with all his picks.
Oh, I've seen on ESPN in the past, they've done pieces where they do...
They go back and see how his guys do?
Well, they make him look dumb.
But then again, he's not exactly saying this guy should be a great player. He's saying this is who they're going to pick.
Yeah, that's
right. He's not really saying that this is going to be a great player in the NFL.
He's guessing on the draft order, and they catch him a lot of times. Like, the tape that you'll see the most about him is where they're talking about the Chargers taking Ryan Leaf a couple of years ago.
Right.
And they'll splice in a tape of Mel Kiper saying, Ryan Leaf is the real thing, and he will turn the program around. So, I mean, he says enough stuff about everybody that they can catch him.
I was going to say, he double talks a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He talks that whole weekend.
And I apologize.
But look at the guy.
I mean, don't you just...
No need.
Yeah, I know you're a mook for football.
You love him on that day, but don't you still just want to slap him?
Yeah, no, listen, can I say this? I smell him through the TV, okay?
Yeah.
So I dig what's going on with the guy. P.U., but I'm into it. Also, I'm so into tonight, American Idol, new one.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I was, I guess I wasn't paying attention. I was a little disappointed last night as I, you know, pulled up the easy chair getting ready to watch American Idol, and it was the, you know, the Bad People show.
And there was a rerun of the Bad People
show. And it sucked.
Yeah, but...
And it's just a drag, and it's totally contrived.
That's how they get you, but my...
Too much Seacrest.
You gotta be a savvy AI viewer to know. No, they fooled me once with this William Hung show.
Well, I let my kids stay up an extra half hour to watch it, and it's official. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old who are now hooked.
Oh dear!
And daddy putting it together as much as he can is now saying, "All right, we'll stay up. You get to stay up again tonight to watch it because I want it because they saw the bad and they say, you know, out of the mouths of babes, my 8-year-old daughter looks at me and when William Hung is singing and it says, Daddy, why is he the star of the show?
And it was,
and, you know, and it's, yeah, I had no real good answer for that either.
Yeah, there's so many things about me that are pathetic. It's pathetic I'm excited about the draft. It's pathetic that I'm sitting here going, oh, only 4 hours. I'll be home in 4 hours for American Idol. And then 24 is on after that tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm an idiot. Let me just say that I'm a dope.
Oh, you like your box.
I got the world by a string.
Your friend. Your television is your friend.
I got the world by a string. Mm-hmm. You know, knock on my dumbwood head. Things are great, but I'm most excited about the NFL draft and American Idol tonight.
When is the draft this weekend?
Saturday and Sunday, Mike. Exciting.
Yeah, and how much will you like sit down and like not even if it's like really 80-degree day and not leave the house and watch it?
Whole thing. Really?
I always do.
Whole thing. Even on day two when it goes to ESPN2.
This is your telethon.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, this is like what you're right. Do with the telephone.
And the second day when it goes to ESPN2, that's when Kuiper's still there. Mm-hmm. But like the important guys like Chris Berman, they're not there anymore. It's like
they've all gone home.
Trey Wingo's there.
Don't the ratings drop off dramatically the second day?
I think the ratings drop off dramatically after the first guy is picked. anyway, enough on that. We have an alert, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
We've not had to put this alert out in a long time. It's not the Amber Alert.
They are off once again.
Hold on.
Atomic batteries to power.
That's right.
Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Look up in the sky now. Even though it's daytime, unless you're listening to us in Dallas, and incidentally, it's like past midnight, of course. You know that on tape delay.
Good morning.
But look up at the
good morning.
Look up in the sky, wherever you are.
Uh-huh.
And look for the stump signal. The stump signal.
Stump signal. The stump signal, that can only mean one thing.
Uh-huh. That's right.
It's a Murphy alert.
That's right. Who's the guy you know, Mike, who's missing half of his right arm and has a stump?
Yes.
Who's the guy who we've had do lots of stuff on the show before, including going to hedonism, and we've had him jump out of an airplane live on the radio. We've had him in a running of the bulls contest.
Who is the guy with dog teeth and half a tongue?
Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Dennis P. Murphy.
Who's the man who sold 67 copies of his Christmas CD after, like, 3 weeks of promotion on our show?
Dennis Murphy.
And now, that gigantic light in the sky, the stump signal is out.
When is the last time Dennis Murphy was prominently featured on this broadcast?
You think that's him, Rob? You think already on calling on line number one on the local lines you don't?
No, it wasn't him.
Huh.
That's his line.
Now the stump signal is out. You know how Batman had the giant, the big silhouette of a bat? This is just a half an arm, which is being flashed now throughout the metro area. Because Dennis, we need you. We've got something for Dennis. Now listen to this. This is in conjunction with Spike TV. First, let me tell you that next week we're giving away 5 trips for 2. Every day we'll give away a trip for 2 to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards, courtesy of Spike TV.
Hmm.
One of these trips is a grand prize where you'll be able to participate in Spike TV's brand new TV show, I Want to Be a Stuntman, to be held in Los Angeles.
I love it already.
Now, all of the trips include 2 nights, 3 days hotel, event passes, and this is all courtesy of Spike TV, the first network for men. Now, we get trips to give away to our listeners.
Sure.
They get to go out, but there must be a DJ official Don and Mike show representative on hand.
There must. We have many of those.
Who will broadcast live from the event. Mm-hmm. Every one of our listeners can participate in this contest. You're going to be in the audition process to be on this reality show, the World Stunt Awards. Mm-hmm. And in addition, the representative from our show, and they were hoping that it could be you or I or you and I together,
right,
would also participate, mm-hmm, which is why we are now putting the stump signal out.
Stump signal, stump signal.
Now, let me tell you that, Dennis, there's a limited window of opportunity here.
So you can't do your obligatory call at 6:30.
What this means, Dennis, and we'll give you a couple of seconds for word to trickle back to your to that hole that you're working out of now. But what it means, Dennis, is a trip to Los Angeles, a week in Los Angeles,
a week
on the radio with us every day from Los Angeles, and you will be officially participating in Spike TV's Want to Be a Stuntman contest.
What are we going to tell Tom when he calls in?
Never mind, Mike. Because Dennis is on the line.
Dennis made it already.
The stump signal.
The stump signal is here.
Yeah.
They are off.
Hold on, Dennis. So impressed.
To the rescue. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move up.
It's been a while since we fired up the stump signal. Dennis?
This
is it, Dennis.
Dennis, I am tremendously impressed by your quick response today.
Hey, I was in the car listening, and here I am.
Well, I'm so glad you were missing.
You were missing.
No, I was missing.
No, you were missing.
Dennis, you're our best missing.
Okay, I was missing. Okay, what the hell?
Dennis, hey, it's been a long time.
Dennis?
It's been a long time.
Here's the news, Dennis. You're going to Los Angeles.
L.A.?
You're going to L.A. with 5 of our listeners.
Okay.
You will be broadcasting every day in some form or fashion, representing the Don and Mike show, our nationwide show.
Okay.
And you will be participating in a contest hosted by Dennis Hopper.
Oh, God, cool.
Which the chance you'll be participating against other DJs.
And he will be doing stunts?
Yes. All of the other shows that have been invited into this promotion are sending, you know, the Tom and Dick morning show.
Yeah, man,
there.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand on the top of this building and hurl myself off onto the big pad below.
Yeah, but Dennis, you'll be representing us.
Hey, I will not go look for that good live Tom and Mike show.
Now there is a chance, there's always a chance.
Dennis, you'll be doing dental stunts.
There is a small chance, Dennis,
yeah,
that if you do something worthwhile,
okay,
you would still somehow make it off the cutting room floor and be on this show.
Right.
Okay. They're not guaranteeing it. Dennis, we're going to say to you, do anything you can to get on this show. It'll be televised nationally Wednesday, May 26th at 9 p.m.
Okay.
On Spike TV, the first network for men.
Fantastic.
What week is it, you know?
No, I don't. Robbie, do you know what the week is? Or should you get this off the air?
Yeah, you know, we'll be in touch.
We'll call you.
Okay. I will not be
representative.
You're the emissary, the representative, but Dennis, what this means is you're going to have to get in shape now.
Yeah, that should be easy.
I know you're competing against other DJs, and DJs are always soft and fat, but Dennis, that's where we have the advantage. Because you are soft and fat, but you have held real jobs in the real world.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I had a real job, and right now I'm camping, but yeah.
Dennis, do you have access to a treadmill?
That's
my mom got one over Christmas. I should use that.
There, you could use your mom's treadmill. Ma!
Go ahead, Rupert.
Or just walk the other way on the moving sidewalk at the airport.
Either way,
same thing.
Either way, Dennis, it's time to trim. It's time to tone up. It's time to turn yourself into a killing machine. Go see the movie Kill Bill.
Yes.
That's what I want from you in this competition,
okay,
Dennis.
Go see Kill Bill. cool, bro. And I think that would give me some ideas, right?
And Dennis, I think really for the purposes of this trip, you ought to wear all black.
All black?
Yeah, long sleeve black.
With shorts.
Long sleeve, Rob, just covered his.
With shorts. With shorts and with black high knee socks.
Yeah.
I kind of want him like in an Eddie Munster outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's the outfit. A long sleeve.
Velvet coat.
Black velvet coat with shorts and, as Don said, black loafers and knee socks. Or actually, no, black tie shoes.
Hold on. What about pilgrim shoes?
I love hard buckle shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Do you know why Dennis is going to win?
Why?
Because he wants it more.
I want to be a star.
And sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black sunglasses, like Wayfarers.
Okay. I'll get short, black shirt, and sunglasses.
And it doesn't have to be black velvet. It's just a black sport coat of some kind.
Just a
fedora.
Hopefully all matching in the same basic color.
Just go to Men's Warehouse and tell them you want an outfit like Butch Patrick used to wear in the Munsters.
Okay.
Don't forget a hat.
Okay.
Yeah, and a black hat, like a black fedora.
Or a derby.
Yeah, or a top hat.
Top hat would be nice.
Or what's one of those hats?
Or how about a cowboy hat?
Okay.
Yes, a black cowboy hat.
All right, here, Dennis. Just so you're, if you're keeping a sense, that's a hard buckle shoes, black knee socks, black shorts, a black long sleeve shirt, and a black sport coat topped by a black cowboy hat with black Wayfarers
and I think a bolo tie,
string tie,
any design.
Okay.
Other than that, it's up to you. Hold on. Someone will give you information.
And if you can't find the black buckle shoes, you can wear, because we're doing the Western motif now, you can wear black cowboy boots. But you still have to wear the shorts.
Try the buckles, though.
Well, I'll just come over to your house and get a pair, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, Dennis. listen, here you go. It's Super Murph. Here he goes.
Hey, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. And I can't wait to go out to L.A.
Okay.
I need to become a star.
Well, Dennis, God knows we've tried for years, and maybe this is the time that it happens. Good luck, and hold on.
Oh, and also, I may be hosting a week of show at KCKJ doing middays just before your show.
Now, how could that be? How could you? That's our station in Iowa City,
right?
Iowa City, Iowa.
The owner said he wants me to come out for a week and do a. A week of midday show.
Oh, just for a week, he'd fly you out there.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a better leading than we have on WJFK.
Yeah, and also, hopefully, Martin Kiklop will ask me back.
Oh, yeah, to go back and do a week of fill-in?
No. Saturday.
What did he do at 96 Rock?
He did the weekend show.
Oh.
Hey, Robbie, did you grab the hotline? He did the weekend show at 96 Rock. Remember one weekend that Frida and I were down at Ocean City?
Oh, that's right. You got a chance to enjoy his work.
And they didn't let him talk.
Right.
They put him on the regular DJ schedule where he read a card and then played like 20 minutes of records and then played another card.
That's not fair. Had a minute and a half to talk.
That's right. Not fair.
I know.
Dennis, all sins will be rectified when you really, really make this happen.
I can't wait to go to L.A., and hopefully I will get on the television.
That's it. You got to win the contest, Dennis, and we'll start giving away these trips on Monday every day to give away a trip for two to L.A. to spend a week with Dennis in Hollywood.
Okay. Thank you for the compliment.
All right. You got it, Dennis. Let me see. Donnie, that's D-O-N-I, and incidentally, if you're wondering about the spelling, I figured out a way that you could remember that.
Okay, right.
Think Tony Tenniel. Uh-huh. Instead of Tony, put a D.
That's right.
And I know my name's not Donnie, it's Donnie, but it's D-O-N-I, like T-O-N-I, like
right.
Tony Tenniel, or Tony, you know, T-O-N-I, T-O-N-I, T-O-N-I.
That's wonderful. Right.
And Dennis, Donnie out.
Dennis out, Mark.
Yes, Dennis.
I will go to America and try to find this cuisine, okay?
Hey, look around.
I don't need the plug from you, Dennis. Just get the black out there.
All right, bye,
okay,
Dennis.
Okay, America.
Now, here's Mike.
I'm going to slap him.
Mike?
Yes.
Somebody's on line number one who's very angry.
Really?
Someone is very angry that he's not been selected to go.
Well, I have an idea, but I don't know whether you want me to run the idea prior to us speaking to them, if it's who I think it is, because
I had this before you even talked about the dentist thing, about our bet, our annual baseball bet, and it involves the gentleman that might be on the line.
You're wrong, because it's not the gentleman you think it is.
Oh, it's not him. All right.
Hello?
Man, I'm tired of this S.
Is this
Bob Mailman.
Is this Robert?
Yeah.
Bobby Mailman.
I'm not a player hating on this little contest, but how come you guys never take any of my ideas? Haven't I called up with some great ideas, Don?
Oh, you've had some very nice ideas.
Very nice.
Nobody even calls me back.
You know what? Hold on, Robert. You know what? Really, we've been jam-packed. I've got your voicemail messages right here on a tape cartridge.
You ain't got a plan, man. I ain't asking for all that.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to get
that. That's not a great idea. I
don't even know what it was. I just here's all I heard of your message. Listen to this.
The first message is, hey, Robert the mailman.
That's all I heard. Hey, Rob, it's Robert the mailman.
With the cleaner, kinder, gentler show.
Right.
I come up with the idea about sponsoring me in Las Vegas for the poker tournament.
Was this on his message?
Yeah. Yeah.
The message?
No, we got a break.
Here you go.
No, I'm not.
Gotta go. I understand.
And you know why? Because you're colored. That's the reason. If you were white, I would give you.
You're colored too, Don.
I would give you 5 more minutes.
You're colored too, Don.
Robert, listen. Here's the thing.
Hi, Robert.
I promise.
Hi, Mike.
I promise we'll listen to your voicemail messages on the show in the next 24 hours. That means not today. That means tomorrow. We'll listen to them. And one of your ideas is on here, right?
Well, I haven't called the business guy. They tell me who's the jackass in charge back there.
Alan Line 1.
Yeah, I called him, man. I'm trying to help the show. I still want to be part of the show, even though I can't talk about the fact that I've started a relationship with a white woman. And bad news, but I can't talk about it no more.
Well, no, Robert, what did I tell you that night that we were at Mike's place? I said...
You told me to get away from me, darky.
Oh, after I said that to you, I said... You said, hey, can I still be on the show? And I said, yeah, Robert, you're a bright guy. He says, when you come on the show, don't talk about, you can't be as explicit about the birth control method.
Exactly.
Right.
But Robert, Bobby, you are bright enough that you could weave your tails with you.
I can clean it up. I just got to.
Oh, you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to let me in one day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, Don, quick before you cut me off, I remember meeting Frida. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at Mike's place, right?
Yeah, I met Mike's girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know how she got in.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz's wife was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
I owe her dinner, by the way.
Really?
And I really enjoyed myself. I had to stay in the back with the other brother.
Rules are rules.
The right. Other brother.
Oh. Rules are rules. All right, listen. I can only schedule so many Negroes on this show in one day. Now we've scheduled the Mr. 40 next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, pick a day this week. What are you looking at?
This week.
How's your schedule shaking out this
week? I'm off today, man. I'm at home sitting looking at my aquariums now, but I'll try to get in sometime in the next couple of weeks.
All right, listen, you got an open invitation. Just don't come the same day as Mr. 40 because, that's too many black guys on the show.
It'll get too dark.
Yeah. But come in and tell us, incidentally, Robert, is this your first white girlfriend?
No, I lost my virginity to a white girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you love this girl?
No.
No, you don't. Oh, well, yeah, come on in.
All right, just one question.
And then we'll talk about whatever your Las Vegas idea is.
One question, Robert. Yeah. Big or small?
Up top, medium. Mm-hmm. She got the bottom of a sister.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right,
Bobby,
got back.
All right.
No pillows.
All right, Bobby, we got to go.
All right.
Later. Bye.
I feel like I'm trying to get in your office for a pitch meeting to tell you about the baseball bet idea.
Very nice.
We haven't done our baseball bet, and it's a simple,
open-ended bet. Well, okay, what do you got?
I was going to tell you this before, and since Tom might be, calling, say, how come it's not me, the bet would be this. I am picking the Red Sox to win the American League East. That is the bet this year, correct?
I believe. I have it written down upstairs.
You are betting against me.
I think it's by at least...
Two and a half games.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
The loser of the bet this year has to give Tom Gavin a legitimate full body massage, and Tom will be underneath the towel, but he will be nude, just like you would be at a regular. We will bring the massage with the table into
documented.
The studio.
Document it. I know you're full of it because it's the beginning of the year.
I'm feeling good.
Your guy,
the Red Sox, went 3 out of 4 with the Yankees.
The Yankees.
I was thinking about it and I was saying, before it's too late, I got to come in and pitch the bet.
And the bet will be...
Give that fan a contract. Your pitch is done.
Thank
I accept
you.
Your
okay.
challenge.
Rob, before the end of the season's over, we'll just have to arrange for a massage table and a robe for Tom.
That will be approximately before Labor Day when the Red Sox are out of it.
And just to qualify, all right, the massage, just so we're on the record here, the full-body massage will be full-body. It will involve back, feet, legs, and glutes.
But that's fine. You're the one that's going to be doing it.
With or without latex gloves?
You cannot wear gloves.
Okay.
Oils?
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, oils.
You're digging your own grave.
Yeah, but I mean, right. I know I'm going to win this year.
I'm on.
Do you want...
Sign me up.
I don't care.
Thumbnail
of Robert's...
What?
Do you want a thumbnail of what Robert's proposals are so we don't have to go through the tapes?
No, I want to hear his tapes.
All right.
We got a break now.
Why don't you want to go through the tape?
It's a long tape, and it's a real simple idea.
I know, but I'll listen to it tomorrow.
Okay, no.
He's a busy man, Rob.
I know.
I got a lot to do.
You got to pitch him. You pitch him like I just pitched him.
That's the way
you get right to the point. Right to the point of the idea. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Full body massage. Massage table. Nude.
Oiled.
Gavin.
You're going to hate that. You're going to hate that so bad. Because you know what?
What I'm going to enjoy is
how they screw you.
Yes.
Here's how they screw you. They win the American League East by two games. They win it by two games. And it comes down to the last game of the year against the Yankees. Because the Red Sox got nothing to lose because they already won the division. And they start
Or the last game of the year against anybody.
They start the playoffs the next day. Right. So, like, the Red Sox bring up all their guys from the Dominican. And they got all the guys who fill out the roster.
Right.
It's like, well, the last game of the year really doesn't matter. The score is Tampa Bay 138, Boston Red Sox 2. Red Sox win the American League East by two games.
Oh, God.
By two games.
Well, I don't know. It just popped into my head 2.5 games.
That's a great one. I'll take that.
All right,
I'll take that bet any day of the week.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now, for those of you that have been wondering about our baseball bet this year, it is the bet involving the full body massage of Tom Gavin.
Outstanding idea, Mike. We go with that. Beautiful.
Back right in front.
Yeah, let me see. Let me double check. Speaking of
that. No happy endings, though.
Speaking of, well, you know, whatever happens, between you and the ladies.
No, I don't care if I win or lose. That's not happening.
On this day that Mike had this idea, it's Tuesday, April 20th.
You may not have any control over that.
The Orioles are 7-4. The Red Sox are 7-5. They're a half game out. The Yankees are 6-7. They're two games out. It's April 20th. Mike's giddy because the Red Sox just took 3 or 4 from the Yankees.
Right.
That's all. Just want that on the record.
Yeah. And,
again,
doesn't matter if the Red Sox are 2.5 games in front of the Yankees. The team that's disturbing me this year happens to be right in our backyard.
Oh, the Orioles.
The Orioles playing some good baseball now.
Yeah.
Very good baseball.
Yeah.
But it's a long season. Get those massage oils ready, because you're going to be dipping your hands in those and working
No problem. We got a break. We've got from our wacky story file, some nut job out there dying to be interviewed on the radio that we'll have next. Now, you're doing this thing with your hands like what?
That's the hand motion that I'm going to want when you're working on Tom's legs.
I'm telling you, I'm a guaranteed winner in this.
Mm.
I'm a guaranteed winner in this.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't listen to me. Listen to your friends, Mike, the listeners. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. Yeah. Mike, you're an idiot, Don. You have this sewed up by, I don't know, July 4th.
Wow.
No, you know, I won last year, and I'm coming off a win, so, you know, I'm feeling cocky.
But
I just feel good about this team. You know what I do? I feel really good about the pitching of the Boston Celtics.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to just say again, for the record, it's the 20th of April.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Wait, hold on a second.
When we play this tape
I made the bet. I said I'll do a bet with you. I said that back, like, around January.
I know, but now you're feeling really good about them.
Which you nailed them on that 2.5 games. You're never going to make
it. I'm feeling good, and I also thought it was time we came up with a bet. And this is, I think it's a good solid bet. It's going to be very painful for the loser.
It's
going
to be hard for you.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be awful for you.
You're going to hate it.
You're going to hate it. I'm going to love it.
Now,
hello, Don, and Mike show. I'm going to love watching you
see
do that.
It's a good bet idea, though.
No, that'll give you. It's an outstanding bet idea.
Getting us into this, you know, because it's important.
Mm-hmm. Just too bad it's going to happen to you.
Whoever loses the bet, there better be a bottle of Purell next to the table.
I just pray that whenever the Red Sox fold this year and you lose the bet, I hope you don't have any problems.
Isn't it rich? What are you talking about?
You know, like you had over the weekend.
No. What does that have to do with this? This is tough. This is show related. What, you mean like it's all going to crash in on me?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. Not that many moments like that. More than I even talk about on this show, so don't worry about it. Hey, look, you know,
it'll be the straw that broke the camel's back when you're sitting in here, you're looking at naked Tom Gavin,
right,
talking about massaging his, and I understand what glutes are.
Yep.
That's his buttocks.
Right?
That's his buttocks.
Amen. With the towel on one half and the glute on the other one.
Hey, just like it's done. No guns will be allowed in the studio on that day.
Okay.
I'm too afraid you'll take your own life.
Well, I'm
Mike.
Very happy you like the bet.
I love it.
It is a great bet, is it not?
It is the best.
It's different. You know, it's a little unique, and it involves an old friend.
It's the best. I just feel bad for you.
Do you think that'll be the day that I just finally snap my cap? But I just have the total meltdown. It's like, you like this? You like this? You know? And then when you're doing the karate job, he starts screaming.
You know what's nice about this bet? Is it's a reward for an old friend.
Everything is nice
like,
about that bet.
Let me tell you, I like bets that please Tom greatly. And I know he's going to like, especially now with sending Dennis out to L.A., Tom's got to feel great about it. Tom calls him, like, yeah, I got to L.A. Hey, Tom, yeah, the end of the year,
Mike's
end of the baseball season, Tom's going to give you a massage.
Mike's going to massage you. All right, we have to break, fellas. The lines are jammed with people who want to tell you.
Okay. Sure, fellas.
And him.
Yes, and him too.
How you doing, B.A.?
It's a damn good break.
Bobby Mailman. Here's a guy who says you're high. Eric.
Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
Yes, Eric, go ahead. Give it to me, Eric. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you were celebrating 420 Day before thinking up this bet.
Absolutely. Now, are you a Red Sox fan?
I'm not really a baseball fan.
You're not really a baseball fan. Get off the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, I almost forgot that, Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Happy 420 to you.
Fourth month, 20th day.
Hello, Chuck. Mother Chucker.
5 minutes.
What's going on? Mother Chucker. What's going on, guys?
Hey. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, won't y'all sweeten that bet and have the massage at the Look Around Cafe?
No.
Look Around Cafe.
No. That puts food on the table. Absolutely not.
Health department regulations prohibit it.
No.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. You know what? That would take food off the table.
Yes,
If you're sitting in a Look Around Cafe and
exactly.
enjoying some nachos and you got to see Tom's
no, that'll be
ass.
Chuck, thank you for your support, but that will be in the intimate compound. You know, because that would be whoever. I lose either way there.
Yes.
All right. See you later. Thank you for the call.
All right, man.
We got to fly. It's a psychic, a dream weaver, something like that. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also in
they've got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK. I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to
dish
dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter? We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
The Don and Mike Show. Right.
Well, you've been asked back so many times. Hi.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe you.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
Very nice, Arnold. That's nice. Andrea Drew used to be a porno. How about that?
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
Very nice.
Very nice. Okay, we told you we got a crackpot on the phone, a guy who's got a website that he's selling. We're not going to do the our fake interview thing with Brady. Okay. We're not using the fake names, the fake, you know, it's not Jew to Jew, it's not Catholic to Catholic, it's not, you know, the
back of road, it's not any of those.
Bulls guy, it's us, and here's the guy, it's Dr. Daniel Condren. Hello, Doc.
Hello.
Hi there. And welcome to, the show. You are the Dreamweaver.
Right.
You, what you do is, you tell people what their dreams are about.
Ooh.
You analyze dreams.
Dream analysis.
Exactly. Dream interpretation. People call in and we explain the meanings of the dreams to them.
Who do we get from this guy? We get a PR from this guy that says, if you're having bad dreams about war, these of Iraq, you're not alone. This weekend, they're having a dream hotline reunion kind of convention. Is that this weekend in Missouri?
It is. It's this weekend, Friday, April 23rd, from 6 p.m. to Sunday, April 25th, midnight, round the clock. People can call in, have their dreams interpreted, no charge, just whatever their long-distance carrier charges them for the phone call.
How long have you been interpreting dreams, Doc?
Pardon?
How long have you been interpreting dreams?
I have been interpreting dreams for over a quarter of a century.
Mm. All right, but right before the break, do you have a website you want to push here?
Yeah, that'd be great. Dreams at dreamschool.org. That's dream, all lowercase, small letters, dreams. Plural dreams at dreamschool, one word, dreamschool, dreamschool, .org. Org stands for organization.
Okay, we got you. Thank you, Dreamweaver. Now, I think you can find out how to call in to Dream Analyze. I asked the guys before we went to break, here's the dream that I had last night. Tell me what it means. I am walking down the street where I live. I meet a man I've never seen before. His name is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a monocle, carrying a trumpet, he's walking a lobster on a leash, and he's speaking British to me.
All right.
What does that mean?
Two rules about dreams. Every dream is about the dreamer. That means your dream's talking about you. So this dream is...
Of course, I'm lying.
People in a dream represent qualities...
He can't hear me now.
Ways of thinking, attitudes about you.
Joe was on the show last
the guy,
week.
You're walking...
Wearing a lobster.
The guy walking...
I've been walking...
Lobster.
Yes, yes, doctor.
The animals in a dream represent habits. So you've got this little habit you've got under control. But
lobster habit?
Pardon?
A lobster habit?
Lobster habit, that's right.
But this guy...
Don, do you eat a lot of lobster?
Mike, I do enjoy lobster.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I do. Right. But what about the fact that he had a monocle, and he was carrying a trumpet, and he was speaking with a British accent, and it didn't sound like a real British accent?
All right, the monocle... is like glasses, and they are aids for your eye, for a person's eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eyes in a dream represent perception, so that means...
You see, this is all made up.
That part of yourself that this person represents... Mm-hmm.
I think I had a dream last night that this segment would go well.
To improve...
we'll find out. We'll find out if that dream came true or not.
See what's going on around you, get a new insight, different perspective, those kind of things.
Okay, the good thing is, if somebody's had the same dream, this will be helpful.
Mike, did you dream last night?
No, I did not dream last night, but I don't dream that often, but I had a dream about a coworker. That I had weeks ago, but I still remember it. I remember it actually vividly. And my first question about this before I tell you about my dream, how significant is the fact that I've remembered this dream vividly? Does that mean anything?
It does. It the essence of that means that the dream is very important to you. Usually, you see, the dreams come from our subconscious mind,
The
part we have when we're sleeping. So when we have a dream that's very impressive to our waking or conscious mind.
Right.
That means it's very important for us to...
All right, let me tell you about
what
it.
What was the dream, Mike?
I'm having a dream. I'm in a canoe. It appears to be a lake. I think it's kind of a lake. It's a large body of water, but you can see land. And I'm rowing the canoe, and facing me is a woman that works here, Colette. And sometimes...
Oh, she's our receptionist.
Yeah, right. Sometimes referred to as... We call her the bumblebee
because
she's very busy. And I'm paddling the canoe, and we're drinking wine at the same time. And it's the thing I remember is that we're commenting how it is the greatest wine that we've ever tasted. And as we are having what I think is a very special moment, a storm comes up, and it's a violent storm, a big violent storm, and we fall out of the canoe. And the thing about it, it's not water. What we are swimming in appears to be like vanilla pudding, because I can taste it, and we're I wake up just as I feel like we're going to go under the vanilla pudding.
Okay. Canoe and dream, that's your physical body. Small vehicles like a canoe, small boat, small airplane,
so
car.
The canoe represents my body.
Mike, I have the microphone off right now.
Just
you wanted to give a disclaimer here.
Yeah, I made it up.
Experiences you have in your life. Water represents your conscious life experiences or waking experiences you have with your conscious mind.
Yes, I see.
The colette is an aspect of yourself and that you're trying to understand, probably having to do with receptivity since she's female.
Yeah.
The paddling the boat is the way you move.
Did you mention that you used to be involved romantically with her years ago?
Well, yeah, years ago I was, but I'm not any longer.
Mm.
See. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'd be foolish to say that I don't want to completely close the door on the relationship, but it's been, you know, we're not romantically linked any longer.
Okay.
We should mention that she's also been romantically linked with more than one person on this show.
She has. She's been with two of my coworkers. But I don't know. And how significant is that? This is a person from my past, romantic past, love life.
Well,
past, sexual.
What happens is the subconscious mind gives the message to the conscious mind.
How you doing, Colette? You change the station out there today, baby doll?
Sure. It gets across the idea. So when you have a person in your dream, you say, if I was to describe that person in one word, one
That's
or two
right.
words.
We've all had Colette.
Their basic quality. How would I describe
it? All right, Doc, we got to go to Buzz. Buzz, what was your dream, Buzz?
Doc, call me a dreamer, but I had this dream about my friend Al. My friend Al and I had some Chinese food left over, and we put it in the freezer, and there were... We got it out at one point, and there were demons coming out of the Chinese food. And
come on, Buzz, are you making this up, or this is a real dream, please?
It's a real dream.
Okay, all right, I'm with you.
And then we put the Chinese food back in the freezer. We got the demons back in the boxes, the little white boxes. But then later, when we opened the freezer, we could tell that the Chinese food had been trying to get out.
All right, food in a dream represents knowledge, just as you food. Feeds your physical body, knowledge feeds what feeds your mind, your soul, your inner self. So
it sounds to me like that might be a real dream that Buzz really had.
Yeah,
people,
I think
but
so.
But they're kind of like people, so they're aspects of yourself, but you're not really close aspects or aspects you're too familiar with.
Yeah.
So it probably has something to do, since demons are kind of negative, it has to do with sometimes maybe you...
I think so.
You're looking a little bit on the negative side instead of the positive side.
Doctor, yeah. If I could...
Need to use the knowledge that you gain from each experience. Learn from every experience.
Okay.
Into that dream.
I am so enamored with you. Again, the name of your website, because I'm going to tell you something totally in private off the air here, and you can give me the analyze of the dream. Okay. What's your website again?
Website is dreams@dreamschool.org.
All right, hold on just a moment. You can come back for a plug. I want to tell you about a dream.
Phone number two.
I'll let you do that in a second. I want to tell you about a dream.
Okay.
I'm a little embarrassed about. I'm going to pick the phone, tell you off the air, and then you can analyze it, and I'll decide if I want to talk about it, because it's controversial.
We'll fill while you
hold
talk.
On a second.
All right,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay, you there? The other guys are talking. Now, we don't do a shock radio type show, so I'll tell you now, off the record, I can't say it on the air, but I have had erotic dreams about Ryan Seacrest, you know, the host of American Idol. I mean, where he's... I don't want to be specific.
Yeah, you don't.
But he's kissing me, and I'm kissing him.
Mm.
And I'm a heterosexual guy. I've been married for 23 years.
Yeah.
So if you could just tell me when we get back on the air, without saying what the topic was. And you should also know that there was no... It's all been fooling around at this point. Just a light petting.
You can go all
the
way.
Hold on a second, please. Now, you guys got to be talking already.
Right? I mean, so that's what I thought. Is him. And Don has come back now. He's back.
Dreams are weird.
Are you done with your private consult with your doctor?
I hope I can trust this guy. Because I didn't tell him, and please don't repeat it on the air.
I won't.
What do you think about... And guys, you're going to have to indulge me, because this is a dream that I have had that has disturbed me.
Well, it's not fun to get the analysis if we're not going to know what the dream... What, you want him to tell what the analysis is without telling us what the...
Yeah, and then I'll decide if I want to tell you what the dream was.
Okay.
All right. So people in a dream represent aspects of the dreamer.
Uh-huh.
So if you're dreaming about people of the same sex, it's about outer aspects.
You had a dream about somebody of the same sex?
Can I say something then? This is I don't want this on the air. I don't want this on the air.
Okay, I won't tell you this.
Just tell me, do you think it's good or bad?
Okay, this is no symbols. Just tell you what I think it's about.
Uh-huh.
You need to give a little bit more attention to the inner self, through meditation or concentration or whatever, and you're successful, good at what you do through your physical day-to-day life, you need to give a little attention to the inner purpose or the inner meaning.
Huh.
That's it in a nutshell.
All right.
Interesting.
That's well, so whatever you told him, he wants you to meditate, I guess. That's what he wants you to do.
When I meditate, that's... But, doctor, without getting specific, because our audience didn't hear, obviously I couldn't say that on the radio, but when I meditate, quite often I fall into a slumber, and that's when I...
Have the dream.
Doc, we have a problem on this show with several staff members that work for this show, and I know it's not analysis, but I'm wondering, how do you nip daydreaming in the bud?
Daydreaming.
There's a lot of daydreaming that goes on around this show, and how do we kill that?
The number one way is two things. But number one is purpose, and the second one is discipline, a mental discipline.
Okay.
Purpose is, I define purpose as personal benefit, or what are you going to gain from what you're doing?
Yeah.
When there's daydreaming, that means the person doing the daydreaming would rather be someplace else than where they are.
Well, how do we get them to want to be here? I'm talking about a guy we all know named Joe.
Okay. You
not the Joe that was in my dream, incidentally.
No, different.
Find out what Joe likes to do and what he enjoys and what he wants to develop in himself and what he wants to become.
Uh-huh.
And then you key that in, tie that in with the job he's doing.
I'd like to know what he wants to become.
Joe, would you come in here for a second, please?
Because maybe you could help him.
This could be a breakthrough.
All right. Do you want to ask him these questions? Here's the number one daydreamer.
Joe, hi, Joe.
Hello.
No, don't do a British accent. Stop it.
Come on, Joe. This guy wants. We want to know why you daydream so much, Joe. Tell this guy about your job. Why do you daydream so much at your job?
Because I have a great job. Requires very little attention to pay to.
All right.
What?
You have a great job that requires very little attention?
Right.
Okay. That means that there's also other things that you'd like to be doing, that you're daydreaming about, that you enjoy that.
What is something you'd rather be doing than being here at work?
Drinking?
Yeah, perhaps.
Drinking?
Yeah.
That would be your purpose?
Any other questions for Joe, doctor?
Drinking gives you temporary stimulus, but it doesn't give permanent and lasting...
I don't think so. You see, I'd rather live like a rock star.
Okay, great. Well, then that's why you're daydreaming about, because that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have more attention on the job, somehow you've got to figure out a way to link the two.
Right. Doctor, listen, your website...
He ain't going to be drinking while we're working here, Doc.
Your website again... No drinking on the show. Your website again is...
dreams@dreamschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dream, it's over. Listen, thank you. Doctor, can you hold on a second, please?
Sure.
Thanks for being on the show. Don and Mike show time, 4:40 now. Coming up next, we'll be talking to... Okay. Hey, Doc.
Hey, it's Don from Don and Mike. We've gone to break now. Very seriously, I was to send you an email about these Ryan Seacrest dreams. Can we handle this confidentially? Yeah, I mean, if I give you like my private email address... Because I've talked about the dreams with Ryan Seacrest with you in private, but not on the radio. So if I sent you a note and said, hey, it's me, Don, from the radio, has a CBS address, you'll know it's me, and maybe you could really analyze. Because there's lots of stuff I couldn't talk on the radio about, like what he does to me. I mean, and I don't mean that physically. I mean what he does to me emotionally. I mean, I believe I'm in love with Ryan Seacrest. I'm having these dreams about him, these crazy dreams about him. Do you find him attractive, or am I not?
A nice touch.
You don't watch TV? Well, I'll tell you what, he's a cute kid. I'm 45. He's 23 or something like that.
I
mean, I've never had a thought like this in my life. But last night, my God, we're four-poster bed. And I was like something from Gone in the Wind.
Gone in the Wind. With the Wind.
Okay, doctor. So your analysis, though, I just said you're in analysis. Yeah. The conscious mind.
He's a little verbose.
Uh-huh. Do you think I'm gay? You don't.
Huh.
It's time in my life. Hand it into the inner self. Well, what if the inner self is saying, you know, kiss Ryan Seacrest? Hold on. We're back from a commercial break. Can you hold on? I'll just... Because I've got to figure out something to do. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
We're back on the Don and Mike show, and
yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, during that commercial, I had the doctor.
Boy, you were having, he was having an intense conversation in the back of the studio.
Anyway, the website is, doctor?
Dreams, that's D-R-E-A-M-S, dreams at Dream School, one word, dreamschool.org.
Well, thank you. Thank you for helping us, and thanks for interpreting our dreams. Great to have you on the show. Look for my email, please.
The phone number will be 417-345-8411.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank you, Doctor.
Dream
thank
on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Crackpot. Carney, out!
There he goes.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Oh, he's there.
I'm still there.
Hold on, please.
I think you tipped our hand there.
I don't think so. Rob asked him how he thought it went.
Here's Rob Stein.
Good doctor.
Yeah,
hey, good doctor. How do you think it went?
How do you think it went?
We really appreciate you.
He'll have a long answer. Pretty long-winded answers.
It could mean a lot of things. Ryan Seacrest could be someone in your life from your past. Mm-hmm. You should look past. He says to me, you should look past the male-female ratio of this. Do you feel that you're in love with Ryan Seacrest?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think in a way, the fake dreams that we chose to share with the doctor say an awful lot about each one of us.
Yes, they do.
In our own small way, I think perhaps.
I think so.
You know, you do have an attraction to Ryan Seacrest, and I do have one to Colette.
And I fear Chinese food.
There you go.
Hey, hi, Rob.
That was so weird. His only concern about all that was not demons jumping out of the rice.
Right.
It was.
Yeah, and incidentally,
that was
kudos
nice
to Buzz. Buzz had the best dream.
Demons
coming out of the Chinese food. I love that.
His concern was, that, why did you give the website more than the phone number?
That's his angle.
He's fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest is violating me.
In
every
a four-poster bed, though.
From Gone in the Wind.
From Gone in the Wind.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International. The Don and Mike Show. Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
That will choke you out. Here's a guy calling us from Dallas.
Sure.
Where the show's not going to air for another 7 hours.
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you doing?
A guy in Dallas. Hi.
Well, I was an Alexandria faithful, and the guy here in the afternoon shift sucks.
Come on. Now, listen. This is how we always end up getting canceled on these stations.
Yeah, we can't. We don't even know the
guy. I don't know the guy. I'm sure he does a great job doing what does he do, the afternoon shift in Dallas?
Yeah, it's Russ Martin. He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he's okay. Listen, this is how we got fired in Seattle.
Yeah.
What happened is they had us doing first a live show, then they moved us to tape delay at night.
Mm-hmm.
And people called and said, oh, you should be on during the day because the guy during the day really sucks.
Yeah, right.
And we never heard of the guy. It was BJ's, Shea, somebody like that.
Right.
The guy goes back, has a hissy fit to management.
And bam, we're not there, so we're gone.
Next thing you know, we're fired. Listen, here's our aspirations for Dallas. We'd like to be on before midnight.
That's mm-hmm. it.
That means if they put us on at 7 at night, we'd be cool with that.
Yeah. We're very happy to have Dallas. We didn't have it before. It's fine. If it's in the middle of the night right now, we'll take it.
Your midday show is really cool. I miss you guys so much. I'm like going through Don and Mike withdrawal.
Well, listen, you live in Dallas, though, right?
Yeah, I'm living in
Dallas. So you can hear the show at midnight. Dude, yeah. Set up a tape recorder.
They cut out an hour.
Right. No, they don't cut it out.
No, they compress it.
No, they explained this to us. It's actually quite flattering.
Yes.
Since they don't have any commercials to play.
That they shave off an hour of the show.
But, and they don't
last
take...
Last night, no news and comment from Buzz.
Oh,
really?
Well, that's different. Well, then screw the afternoon guy.
Whatever. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the support.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Thank you. And Westwood
it's
One...
It's good to be loved. Yeah.
They got their head so far up their rear end, they can lick their tonsils. But... on the other hand, they have cleared some decent markets.
They have, and I like the direction it's going in.
You know, Kansas Positive. City, that's a good station. The Ticket, I'm glad we're on that station.
And it seems to be...
Portland, Oregon, KOTK, that's a station we should have been on 3 or 4 years ago.
It seems to be slow but sure mm-hmm. for a change. When prior to this, there was no movement at all, so we're... How many do we have now? Do you know how many roughly we have?
No, we still don't.
My current count is 48.
48.
The network will tell you 74.
Why will the network tell us 74?
Because they got a bunch of stations like in Podunk, Minnesota that they think might be running the show, but nobody's bothered to pick up the phone to say, hey, listen, you know, KC, you and are you running the show?
Wow.
And Zelly, great call letters I just threw out.
KCUM. Steal those out there.
Someone's
you want, if you want your diary keeper.
I have that man.
Really remember your call letters. You got it. That's why we have WJFK.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. Everybody remembers. He's the president got shot in the head.
That's the point.
And do you remember that when they got you? Just figured that out,
Rob.
Do you remember that this station before this, it was WBMW?
Right.
Because they were convinced that they're playing.
That would sound classic.
They're playing jazz music.
Right.
And they're convinced everybody likes jazz, drives a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, what about JFK? And they said, oh my God, you could, oh my God, you could never do that because there's so many bad thoughts with JFK. Now.
But it's recognizable that
now people
want.
Say, it's just like, yeah, what station is it? JFK.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I say, go out there. Go with the craziest ones you can find.
Absolutely.
Get those call letters people remember.
That's right.
I mentioned tonight, I'm jacked that American Idol's
it's
on.
It's the real American, not that retread they did last night, but
right.
Tonight's the real deal. I'm surprised you're not more upset about that.
Mike,
well, you were in Dreamland last night. What time did you go to bed at 8:30 last night?
I was asleep at 10. The reason that I wasn't upset was that I already knew it. I knew that it was a come on for Johnny Come Latelys.
Yeah,
like yourself, who have just now and you're full force into American Idol. You saw that. You probably thought, hey, it's some kind of a special.
I thought it's Johnny Come Lately when it comes to American Idol.
Yes,
I've been watching American Idol for. I watched the first year.
You didn't watch it all the time. You didn't watch it every time.
I don't watch television all the time.
But now you watch American Idol all the time.
I try to watch American Idol every Tuesday night.
All the time.
I do.
Johnny Come Lately. It's okay.
Lately. I hate that.
It's okay.
I hate being it. Nobody likes Johnny Come Lately. It's a negative connotation. I don't like to be called Johnny Come Lately. I watched American Idol the first season every single one, so I think I get an exemption from the Johnny Come Lately label.
I don't think you watched it every single week.
No, probably not every single week.
And you know what?
Could you say that you watched
the same of myself.
Yes.
That I didn't watch it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did, and this year I did.
I'm proud of it.
Like, that's an accomplishment. I'm arguing this with Mike.
Yeah.
Like, this is some kind of great life's work. I have watched, listen, damn it, I've watched every episode last year and this year. The blooper episode they ran last night, already saw it.
Right.
Already saw it. JCL.
Johnny Come Lately.
No, I'm busting your balls.
You know, I think that one of the reasons I've got a lot of gaping holes in my TV viewing,
mm-hmm.
TiVo was invented, was made for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my TiVo is messed up.
Oh, no.
And I didn't realize how much I valued it until I lost it. And now I want it back bad, baby.
Try and plug
in. I watched everything. I watched everything that I wouldn't be there to watch. It's great. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing? Why are you amused? Here they go. What's going on?
Nothing.
What's going on?
We had some music set today, and there was not the opportunity. I forced the opportunity.
Right.
To play it before, but it would
happen. The TiVo doesn't work, and you're going to play. Are you going to play Send in the Clowns because the TiVo doesn't work?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Because
just the whole week I'm having?
What did you just say, though? You just said that about, could you just recreate?
My TiVo doesn't work, and I'm lost without it.
Well, wrong song, Rob.
No, it's the right song, but I didn't have a chance to cue into it.
Oh, quite a long.
Oh, this is the Frank Sinatra, the whole long version of Frank Sinatra.
Okay, Mike, if you could just tell us again.
All right, here we go. I'll set it up for you the right way. My TiVo's broken. I can't get it up and running, and I am totally devastated without it.
Isn't it rich?
Stop it. I am feeling that way this week.
I know you are.
That's
why we had the music out.
I so am.
And I just said to Rob...
The greatest thing that goes wrong.
During the last break, I said to Rob, put that Frank Sinatra away. I don't think we need it again. That's why we looked at each other. You said that. I looked like, oh, we should have kept it.
No, everything's fine.
Send in.
I hate that.
I've officially now hated that song. I hate that song.
All right, well, hold on. I don't want to talk about 24, but before I do, let me cheer you up.
Now, that I don't watch.
Let me cheer you up on with something.
Okay.
That we're going to hear on today's show.
All right, very good.
This is just a sample.
This is going to be great.
Of what you're going to hear.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed.
Uh-huh.
Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout.
Listen.
Very nice.
It's from 1980. And
very
it's,
nice.
Very nice.
It's an entire CD, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total Body Workout.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your warm-up.
So, Mike, we'll do that in a second.
Very
and then,
good.
And then we won't have to play the...
Isn't it rich?
Very nice.
Very nice. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice, very Sinatra. Nice.
All right, so 24 is on tonight.
Yes, it is.
You're not a JCL tonight. You don't really watch 24.
Used to. Stop watching it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It might be my favorite show, really. Even more than American Idol, maybe. Because when it's good, it's good. Kiefer Sutherland is always making headlines, and here's the latest now. You know, there have been stories about him being on the booze.
Yes, we have
the booze train.
Mm-hmm.
Kiefer Sutherland, star of 24, is drinking 24/7. He was recently photographed, and people got his autograph, drinking scotch at a Hollywood gay bar at 9 a.m.
Yee, that's not good.
Now, here's how this night happened. Kiefer went to, as it says in this article in the L.A. Times...
Even in the drinking community, Don, scotch at 9 a.m., not necessarily a good thing.
The L.A. Times...
10 o'clock, says, you're off the hook.
The L.A. Times says that Kiefer is well-known at dives in the scary Hollywood area where he lives.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that would be the scary area would be West Hollywood. That's where Frieda and I lived when I worked out there at Kiss FM.
Right.
We didn't know it was a gay neighborhood. It turns out, you know, it's homo central.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of great businesses that's a stereotype. Like in all great communities. in the gay pocket of the city you're listening. And I'm sure that there's a wonderful deli.
Fantastic boutique.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a bookstore that has a first edition print of whatever it is you're looking for.
Right.
And of course, there's the attractive accessory store, the leather store. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful place to pick up novelties and notions.
It's an art.
Ah. So anyway, he goes to the gay bar.
9 a.m. Hmm.
He goes to the gay bar. It's not unusual. It's not unusual to see him downing glass after glass of J&B scotch. And the place that he was at a couple of nights ago closed at 2 a.m. Then Kiefer went to an after-hours club.
Hmm.
The National Enquirer, and I mention them now because what they're doing now in the Enquirer is, you know how it used to always say, a friend says?
Yeah, it used to be very shoddy, and you know, it's still sleazy, but they seem to check their sources a little better.
Now they give you the name of the bar.
Because they've been sued so much, yeah.
They give you the name of the bar, they have pictures, they have quotes with people's names.
Right.
The name of the gay bar is The Spotlight.
Welcome to The Spotlight!
A very famous gay bar in Hollywood and a notorious hangout for transvestites.
Okay.
Hmm. In the New National Enquirer, there will be a photo of Kiefer Sutherland falling down drunk next to a bunch of transvestites.
Interesting.
He wasn't surly. He wasn't mad.
No.
Just the opposite. He seemed very happy, and he was feeling no pain. Movie shooting across the street, Kiefer came out of the spotlight for a cigarette. People started recognizing him, came over to have their pictures taken with him. He was very nice to everybody, but he reeked of alcohol. He was unsteady on his feet. Finally, he said he had to go back in the bar to sit down.
Yeah.
A staffer at the Spotlight, manager now, says Kiefer started drinking at 9 a.m. with some buddies and didn't stop until 1:30 p.m. At one point, he was so hammered, he fell off his bar stool, landed on the floor, just laughed it off, drinking scotch, and a girl came over and pulled down her pants and showed him her butt. And he said, slurring, "I'll show you something." These are quotes now from the manager of the bar.
Previously on 24.
Right.
I'll show you something.
Then, and we've heard stories of him.
I think we understand why he sounds like that.
And, and we've had... how did that...
You said it. You read it.
Because he was so hammered.
Mm. All right, turn it off. Come on,
Where's the switch?
Put the tape in that says click, 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 click.
Click, click, click.
Ah, thank you. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So... She comes over. He's drunk in a gay bar, and a girl comes over and pulls down her pants and shows her butt to him. And then he says,
I'll show you something.
And this is where we've heard these stories about Kiefer Sutherland before.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled down his pants and exposed his ass to her and everyone else in the bar. Then he stumbled out of the bar. A bunch of cops were hanging around. He laughed, and he said,
"Don't mind me, officers. and walked to a cab and got out of there.
Really?
Now, Kiefer Sutherland apparently has been seen in many gay bars in California.
So he's drinking from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.?
No. He had actually started the night before. He had been out until 2 a.m.
Oh, and then he went 9 to 1:30?
Then he went to an after-hours club from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then the gay bar opens up at 9 a.m. He was at the gay bar for total time drinking, I would guess, probably 7 or 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. till 1:30 p.m. Yeah. the next day.
I can beat it.
That's like 16 hours of nonstop drinking.
I can beat it.
But you don't do it at a gay bar and pull down your pants and have your picture taken.
No, I usually do it on a boat.
What time? What time do you
laugh if you will?
What time do you start serving scotch at your place? I mean, is there a rule?
11 o'clock.
Is there a rule though?
No.
I don't think so. Stop at a certain time. Right?
Well, you have to stop at a certain time. You couldn't serve. You boy, you better stop,
Mr. Right. President. This is Jack Bauer. No, you don't.
I ate my scotch.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like always with him, he's got two speeds. It's either this. It's either. This is a wonderful gay bar, previously on 24. I'm taking off my pants here! Jace, don't you see? Take a picture of my ass! Mr. President, this is Jack Bauer. I'm at the spotlight in Hollywood.
So all night, and then 2 o'clock they stop serving, mm-hmm. and that is the time that you have
to... 2 a.m. he goes to the...
That's off the table.
2 a.m. he goes to the After Hours Club. Stays there until 9 a.m., which is when the gay bar opens.
And then he goes to the gay bar
until
1:30.
Until 1:30. That's where the Enquirer sees him, takes his picture.
It's an incredible capacity.
You will see it.
I've seen him on Letterman before, and one time Letterman had a picture of him sitting at a booth naked. But it was shot in such a way that you couldn't see anything that would make it inappropriate. But I think he likes to just get plowed.
Well, here's the deal about Hollywood, and I'm going to give this guy this free pass.
Yeah.
That he is on this hit show. He is functioning on this high. So if he is an alky, he is a high-functioning alky. But also,
very nice.
If you go out on a bender, and it's, you know, say it's this bender that he goes on one night and he parties with his friends and it just keeps going, you know, they can write about it. But if you go at 9 a.m. until 1:30, that's just, even for people that are drinkers, that's pushing the envelope a little bit.
Previously on Even Mike Sees There's a Problem.
Right. I mean, really, that's pretty strange.
Okay.
Give him a pass.
Get ready with the Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Yeah. Hi. Just when you thought Michael Jackson could not get any weirder, here's what he's doing now. He's commissioned an artist to paint a Saddam Hussein type poster of himself.
Please.
He wants a 10-foot high family portrait of himself and his kids. Now, hold on, I got his kids' names here somewhere. His kids' names are Prince Michael,
mm-hmm.
Prince Michael II,
mm-hmm.
and Paris. But here's the story. He's paying for a family portrait. He wants it to be 10 feet high, 7 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
to hang in his house. He has asked he has ordered the artist to blur the children's faces on the painting.
Oh,
even though this painting will only hang in his home, and he's commissioned this gigantic Saddam Hussein painting,
he is the creep of creeps.
His face is blurred out. Okay,
he is weird.
That's all. You draw your own circumstance. Draw your own conclusion of that circumstance.
That is so weird.
Here is some news that's good, I guess. Rebecca Romaine Stamos, you know, she left Blackie Parrish. So, yeah, that's good. She's been rumored that she's dating John Cusack. And I would say for John Cusack, outstanding pull.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a good actor. He's not the best-looking guy.
No, I think that's...
Kind of looks like his sister.
Don't you think, really, on the Hollywood scale of things, she's the one that's trading up?
They'd be a good power couple.
I mean, I think he might not be the best-looking guy, but, he's the Hollywood A-list.
Well, he's talented.
He's been with Neve Campbell before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he does very well for himself.
Anyway, you're going to read about this. The rumors are that this is why she left Blackie Parrish. Because she's been getting on with John Cusack.
Oh, really?
John Cusack would say nothing. He just said, here's John Cusack says, we're friends.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
We've just gone out at friends.
So is Cusack one of those Hollywood confirmed bachelors?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And good for him. Can you imagine? Now, for him, that's got to be an easy pull. Because he's John Cusack. Mm-hmm. He's good looking. He's a good actor. He's been in cool movies.
Right.
Imagine he's sitting at a bar one night at one of those Hollywood things. And he's sitting next to her and he goes, have you ever thought about the guy you're married to? You ever turn on TBS and watch? You ever watch like Nick at Night? You ever see him on Full House? I'm not, I would make fun of him like Blackie Parrish when he played bongos with the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that dude on Full House. That's your husband?
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how it went down, too.
Right.
John Cusack, good news for John Q. Public.
And then he says, incidentally, I've been in a few films.
Yeah.
Have you heard of High Fidelity?
I've never crashed the Beach Boys like your buddy over there.
I was little thing called Runaway Jury this past year with Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman, and you are so beautiful, and he is so stupid. And even though I look like my sister, perhaps you could think of me as a man for just a few moments.
I think all the books on how to pick up women, they have the chapter on, you know, go after the man that you're with right away. What are you doing with that loser? That's a good opening line.
Yeah.
Right now he's playing I think he just finished up playing the queer card as he was the MC in Cabaret.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're running out of time here. Then I'll just tell you this. Omarosa.
Mm-hmm.
A girl from The Apprentice. Now, Mike, there you go. I'm a Johnny Come Lately to The Apprentice.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, flat, square out, as Joe Theismann would say.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch.
You're being flat, square, honest.
I didn't even watch the show until the last 3 weeks, but I found out that this girl was trouble. And apparently, Omarosa is not going to get a call from Victoria's Secret to do an ad anytime soon.
Hmm.
The New York Post has a picture that they're not publishing. They're going to sell it to somebody. Omarosa was doing a photo shoot in Central Park on Monday. What's today? Tuesday?
Right.
It was Sunday. On Sunday, 2 days ago. And it was 80 degrees and it was windy.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking, okay, that's good. You're a tiger. You know, yeah.
Right.
Here's your motor.
Hey, give
me. Right. You know, doing all that awesome power stuff. Anyway, the wind blows and she has no underpants on.
Oh my.
And the word is, I'm quoting the New York Post,
mm-hmm.
She's quite unkempt down there.
I see. And I guess somebody will have those.
Now, they can't run the photo in the New York Post.
Right.
But apparently, it was...
It'll be in one of the finer men's magazines.
I think FHM is bidding on it, so is Stuff magazine.
Now, can FHM? I don't think FHM or Stuff can run it.
Somebody will snatch it up.
Or maybe it's Playboy or something.
Very nice. Very nice, Arnold.
But I think it also might... I don't think it's as explicit as they're making it out.
Right, right.
It's one of those things where the wind just came up and the dress goes up. And
like
then,
Marilyn
Monroe. Click and boom.
And I think probably before you see it in some of the magazines, you will see it on the internet.
There you go. Yeah. And then the last thing that I have for you is I know a lot of you, like myself, love the SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love an SUV.
America loves them.
I'm all with that thing that we don't care how much the gas costs. We love driving them because you sit high up and it's like you're
You're like a tank commander.
A pioneer,
mm-hmm. Sure.
Wagon train. Listen to this now. Since 9/11,
uh-huh.
Ford has been growing 20% every year in one brand of car that they make.
I bet I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
It's Excursion.
No, it's not.
Hmm.
It's the Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Really?
You know why it's the Lincoln Town Car?
Why?
They've not run any commercials for this. I went to Ford.com and found out that their number one selling car in the United States, I mean, as far as specialty stuff, you can order it,
right.
Is the armored version of a Lincoln Town Car. The car costs $140,000. These armored cars look just like regular Lincoln Town Cars.
Right.
Except they have the reinforced body,
uh-huh.
which a lot of the presidential motorcade cars have,
right.
With ceramic and steel, bulletproof windows. They can withstand several rounds of ammo from assault rifles, handguns, and even Sun machine guns. Ford calls the car an elegant answer to a hostile world.
Wow.
And you will not hear about this. They're not coming out and saying, hey, we're selling Lincoln Town Cars that are armored cars. However,
if you're not going to a foreign embassy, and, I mean, what the hell? Or, you know, you're not planning on being in a heavy carjacking neighborhood.
Mike, there are back orders. They will only sell 300 of them this year. They could sell 3,000 of them this year. It's more than like when the Volkswagen Beetle came out and everybody wanted to get that. This is one of those things. You're not going to hear anybody saying, I'm on the waiting list for the fucking darn town car.
No.
Armored car.
God.
But that's it.
Yeah.
That's Ford's big secret. They're selling it for $140,000
for the paranoid people.
And they can't keep them in stock.
Well, don't be scared.
They can't keep them in stock.
Can't put a price on paranoid.
Okay, that's all. I got more, but I'll wait till later.
Hey, get some armor, too. Get a caddy.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
I I would agree. My caddy. I'm a caddy.
Do they have an armored caddy?
It's a GM room.
Amen.
I bet a normal GM vehicle is more durable than an armored Ford vehicle.
Okay.
All right. Then yeah, you took it too far. You know. Anyway, now we get the sponsor letter, Rob.
Call now if you want to be on the show. We have the phone scan. I'll tell you right up front. It's going to be a limited phone scan because I want to play this Arnold DVD, the CD.
Yeah.
But we want to get your phone calls on too. So call right now. Get on the line again on the air at 877-365-3636. What should I have mentioned that I didn't mention? The Darth Vader costume.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's going to be out this weekend. The ads.
Luke, I'm your father.
The ads for the new Star Wars movies will premiere this weekend, and they will show you the brand new Darth Vader uniform and lots of guys who are
There's
sweating.
Another new Star Wars movie?
Yeah, the number three. Actually, number six, I guess.
Is Natalie Portman going to be in it?
Don't know.
I'm not watching it unless Natalie Portman.
All I know is in the basement of the science building, very excited, Darth Vader's new uniform.
I like the mysticism.
Right. That's what I got. What you got? Phone number 877-365-3636 from America, Canada. 800-636-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan. Trust me, there's nothing like this in radio. And here's why. Because we take live calls.
We do.
We don't screen calls.
We don't.
We get idiots, jerk faces calling us. We get nice people calling us. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it ain't so good.
Absolutely right.
Phone scan.
Right.
Straight ahead.
Here Let's go.
I'm just trying to sell it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Tiger.
You weren't any Johnny come lately to that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, folks, this is Look High and Low for a cruise ship cuisine on dry land, and you like dining in the round, you'll want to come down to Hank's Look Around Cafe. That's Hank's Look Around Cafe, 336 Melrose, where you and your food go on an adventure.
I was thinking about investing in that. I mean,
really?
Like the idea of rotating around and looking at the city. Of course, if you're a smoker, you'd have to smoke and then stop and then light up again when you came in your section. Well, listen, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Great idea.
You're gonna hit me. You're gonna do something.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Smokey and the Bandit. That was it. That was a great idea. And Cannonball Run. That was a great idea. Ooh, bravo.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
He's dead.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
The late Bobby Palmer.
Yeah. We had dinner with him once in a land far, far away.
He did. Boy, oh boy. That was a great night, Mike.
It was a fun night until Sam the Milkman ruined it.
Always remember that.
You will, too.
You remember his striped shirt he was wearing that night?
Why do we remember that so vividly?
Because we were hanging out with Robert Palmer, who was the coolest guy in the world, and in came this
Matt Farber's doofy friend.
His boyfriend.
The party.
Yeah. Sam Milkman.
Exactly what it was, too.
The guard Gator wasn't out. 877-365-3636. Phone scan time right now. Call us.
And I just put that together. It's exactly what it was.
Right.
He was, hi. Am I late? Did I miss all the good stuff?
We had a good time with Robert Palmer.
We did. He was a good guy.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Am I the only one that laughed at Buzz's little throwaway comment about Omarosa?
No.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Buzz is in the room. Oh, no. Yes. No, yes. Yes.
Yes, yes, no.
No, yes. No, yes. No, yes.
You're not alone, sir.
That cracked me up. Yeah. I didn't know if anybody... It just kind of went by everybody. I didn't know if anybody...
You know, the nice thing about a throwaway, that's why it's a throwaway, sir.
Yeah, an autopsy doesn't...
You spotlight a throwaway, it's not a good thing to do.
Autopsy doesn't help.
Buzz is good like that. Buzz has got all his funnies he just has to throw in.
Uh-huh. I do wish that guy would call back anytime he thinks we miss a joke, though, because it must be...
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there, you are on the air.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to let Mike know something.
Yes, sir.
Mike, about 2 weeks ago when you guys were on vacation, you did Low Budget Jeopardy as Pat Bateman.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's right.
It was the greatest impression I have ever heard in my life.
I enjoyed doing that. It's still one of my favorites to do. It's Patrick Bateman, of course, from American Psycho. And I believe I have to give credit to my esteemed colleague, who that was one, I think, where you came to me, Don, and you said, you ought to do that guy. And that's
because that's what you were going through.
Yeah.
It was during that time, as a matter of fact, you were so...
You like Huey Lewis?
You were so Patrick Bateman in real life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we paid for a jingle.
I'm very excited because one of my favorite impressions that Mike does is Jeff Goldblum, who's getting a TV series this fall. So Jeff Goldblum's going to be back in the public consciousness, I hope.
That's a good, what did that guy call it, what Buzz did?
That's a good throwaway.
That's a good throwaway, Vince.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you for noticing, Don.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Seth from Valley Center. Seth wants to know why you guys don't like people talking about third person. And okay. Seth also loves your show, but Seth will hang up and listen.
Thank you, Seth. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Seth don't play that way.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio gentlemen.
Hi.
Buzz, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, isn't it time? How about them Red Sox?
Yeah, now what, have you not been listening to the
show? Are you
talking
about the song? He might be talking about the song. If he's talking about the song, this is okay. Are you talking about the song?
Yes.
What song? Hold on, Mike. What song, sir?
All right.
Don't tell him.
All right, just if he wait. Hold on, sir. Wait. I will ask you for the first word of the song. If you have the first word, then I will sing it.
I agree.
It's Go Red Sox.
See this guy?
Oh, you're right.
You're a
moron.
Now this guy. Listen, if you wanted to call about the Red Sox thing, and who's watching that child?
This guy.
What's the bet? I want to know what the bet is.
Oh, yeah. Clue in. Man, I totally misread you. You've embarrassed me and my family.
We had this discussion, my friend, an hour ago.
Right.
Should
have been here.
An hour ago.
And here
ago.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Foolish I'll serve me. My penance.
All right, get out of here.
You're giving everybody the benefit of the doubt lately. Jesus.
I thought you didn't want to talk about that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, well,
then,
I don't.
Then don't toss me softballs like that.
All right.
Okay. For God's sake.
I won't.
But I knew he didn't want to sing your Boston Red Sox song.
And I won't sing that song.
Good for you.
I'll sing that. I will sing that if I win the bet.
There'll be a time.
Oh, absolutely. But there's not a chance you win the bet. God, it's going to be so great when you have to massage. Oh, excuse me, you have to massage Tom Gavin's buttocks. Hello, Don and Mike show. His naked buttocks.
Naked buttocks.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to comment a couple weeks ago. You guys were talking about how nobody's licked a frog before.
Yes, correct.
Let me tell you, man. I did it one time. It was awesome.
Yeah, you sound like you may have licked a few frogs.
Congratulations.
In your day.
All right. Do you continue to be a frog licker?
No, it was only a one time deal, man.
How did you acquire the frog that would do this? I believe these are very exotic frogs.
It's supposed to be toads.
It's a toad, isn't
it?
It's
a toad.
Yeah.
Was it a frog or a toad, my brain damaged friend?
I think it was a toad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just like went out, had some fun, and it's good.
Yeah.
All right, Doodle, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, no problem. See you later.
This weekend.
Thank you for that economy of words.
This weekend, make it potato chips and paint chips. have a chip and dip party.
I don't know. We just went out, man. And the thing is, I don't think there was any brain damage that was caused by it or anything.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's fine.
Don and Mike.
I thought I was going to get high when I licked Larry King. Turns out he only looks like a frog.
You know, a lot of people talk about huffing, and you take, you know, the spray paint and spraying, right. And then inhaling. You don't have to. You can actually take, you know, the thing, the button on the top of the thing,
uh-huh.
And spray it directly into your mouth.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, guys? Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to tell you about my friend. Come on.
Please, everybody in the building, just hit the button.
He's had a toad or two.
Please, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, is this other time?
You got to help us with the sex stuff. I mean, we'll take your calls, but you have to understand the new world that we're living in.
New planet, yes.
You can't talk about... I mean, I think even on the show that we had done before all of this FCC stuff, I think he would have been deleted out with what he liked.
Right.
He would have. Now, did he like doing it to girls, or did girls like doing it to him?
Some sort of accident happened.
Sounded like it was a premeditated thing.
I don't think so. I just think we learned don't push.
Well, I think that guy might have, you know, licked a toad also.
Mm-hmm.
TL.
You know, this one time
tell you what, I
just lost control.
Tell you what I am after. P.O.'d.
Understandably.
P.O.'d. Man.
Wow.
Well, now I got to fill time and wait for the delay to build back up.
In the middle of a phone scam.
Yeah,
one guy spoils it for everybody else.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
I wish I had a good rockin' oldie. Where's Yellow River?
by Christie. I'd like to hear that one.
Yeah. Come on.
Goodness sakes. Come on.
How about the Bellamy Brothers?
Let Your Love Flow. Ah, the delay's back on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fellas?
Pardon me?
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Sweet. Hey, I had something for you. I was wondering if either of you guys has seen the movie Call Me. It's about the Heidi Fly story.
It was on USA. Actually, Frieda and I were watching a couple of minutes of it over the weekend. We thought
who was the actress? I like the actress that played her, I think.
It was Meadow Soprano.
Meadow Soprano.
All right. Yeah. No, I take that back. I don't like the actress.
She's okay. But... yeah, I thought it was like, it's junk TV. I watched it.
I haven't gotten to Meadow in my, no, it wasn't Meadow. They have a false headline on the cover of Maxim magazine that indicates that you're going to maybe see Meadow Soprano.
Right.
And it's some other, like, low-grade actress that they have in there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And I bet she's proud she just heard that on the radio. Mm-hmm. Some low-grade actress.
Well, here's the problem.
Some low-grade whore.
To the best of my knowledge, the actress hasn't even been in an episode yet.
Meadow?
No.
She has been.
No, I'm not talking about Meadow. I'm talking about the actress that does the bikini photo shoot in Maxim magazine.
Well,
apparently is the charm of San Diego or something like that, and I've missed it if it's been
not
on.
Janice?
No.
Jamie Lynn Sigler got married. She's now Jamie Lynn something else.
This is a blonde actress. Okay. They say she is going to be, I think, going to be on The Sopranos.
Huh.
She's got a nice body, and she's better looking than Carm.
You know, I know what you
But it was a disappointment because I was looking for, when they said, Tony will get mad if you look at these pictures. So I'm like, hey, I want to see Meadow.
Was it like a woman our age?
No, it's a younger woman.
A woman in her 40s? Or
no,
what was it?
It's not.
But you said she was the Carm.
That's what they call her in the magazine.
Mm. What,
anybody that's seen the Maxim.
What's the magazine?
Rob bought me a subscription to Maxim.
Maxim, is that the magazine?
It's Maxim magazine. And
not Tony's father's mistress?
It's not Johnny Sachs' wife.
Ginny Sachs.
The one that died. Or she went away, right?
No, she's the one. The last thing I remember about her.
Well, how did she? Didn't she die?
No, I don't think so. He went out.
Andy.
He went out to work to kill somebody, and he came back home. And she was down in the basement
with her stash,
with gigantic bags of candy, like shoving the Reese's Pieces. And he said, "All that work, all that time at Weight Watchers—that's great."
But this is an actress, I believe, who is yet to appear on The Sopranos, but will be in a later episode. Mm. And there she was, like posing in bikini.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I know. I was very disappointed. I was looking for Meadow,
totally nude.
Six.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I cannot wait until the next time management decides to throw an ice cream social, because I didn't have a chance to call in when they had it, but that was one of the funniest shows I've ever heard out of your organization.
We have to be very careful, I think. All of us have to be very careful about listening, and I have gotten good feedback about those shows.
Your American Idol renditions were awesome, and I don't care what anybody else says. You sing all the time on the show, and your ratings are going to soar.
Honey, you are drunk right now. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. You think that Absinthe show was good for the singing? I don't think so. I agree, though. Everybody seemed to like it.
Yeah, everybody liked that show.
Everybody liked it when we're drunk. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I hear breathing.
See, we'd be able to react quicker to this if we were drunk. We'd have a snappy response.
Yes,
ready.
I hear a click, though. I heard a click. Somebody's playing with the phone. Are you there?
Nope, he's gone. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello?
Have you guys heard of the...
I'm sorry, disqualified, that's a bad cell phone.
Nothing worse than having a guy that's not there, and then you get a bad cell phone on the heels of it. Man, that makes me mad.
Don and Mike. Do you like Huey Lewis? Down boy, hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Where are you calling, from Iraq? I mean, I will tolerate this type of phone quality when I'm watching one of the reporters talking about how our guys are getting slaughtered in Iraq. Where are you calling from? What city?
Take a guess.
Sacramento.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're in an awful cell. What can we do for you? Both Mike and Rob.
You know,
hold on. Mike has added a new violent touch. And I do mean touch to his Sacramento dance.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You're implying
Thank
a
you
name.
Very much. Okay, anyway, here, I got something. Well, I'll make it up to Mike. You know, Mike, I know how hard your life is and everything.
Shut up. Okay, I hung up on that guy.
You know what's nice about Sacramento is from there you can actually vacation in Iraq.
You should have seen the new Sacramento dance that Mike did.
Yeah. Well, it needed a new twist.
That's nice.
I believe you could call that
Someone was at Arthur Murray.
That way, I believe that was, you could call that the broomstick.
I call it the bowling trophy.
Ouch. How did Mike show? Oh, hey, Mike, there's a picture of Buzz found that girl on the web.
Allison Dunbar is
that's
the
her.
New cast member.
That's her. Now,
a
magazine.
It's a nice picture over there.
That's the one from and she has not been on the show.
You know what? She's like a cleaned-up looking Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
She got those, that is spot on. And I
long,
read the whole...
dark eyes.
Mousy eyes.
Yeah.
So she's going to be on The Sopranos.
She's going to be on The Sopranos. They say that she is the Carmella based on her relationship with a mob leader from another city. That's the role that she's going to play.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, can I talk to Buzz?
I'm here.
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Buzz, I want to wish you a happy 420, brother.
Thank you, and same to you.
Yes, are you currently lifted?
I'm at work. I'm on duty.
No, Buzz is over there smoking a gigantic, like, Red Man-sized joint right now.
And sun's going to go down pretty soon. Time for you to go get those toads.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
See you at the pond.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, just wondering what your predictions are for the worst singer tonight on The Idol.
I'm going to stick with the 16-year-old girl, the Deanna, what's her name?
I think the red-haired boy is going to go.
Not a chance. Not a chance. But
is tonight Manilow?
Yes, tonight is.
Oh, then I take the redhead got it sewed up.
Yeah, I rescind that then. There's no way redhead boy will stay.
I hope he sings Bandstand Boogie.
Do you think anyone will do it?
I think it's going to be DeGarmo also.
Pardon me?
I think it's going to be DeGarmo also.
Diana, whatever
she should have been gone before this. I think she'll go tonight.
Right.
Yep.
But either way, it's Barry Manilow, so that's fantastic. He's there as a guest. They're going to get to sing all of his awful songs.
Boy.
Exactly. I only wish JPL would be there. I want JPL to do Mandy.
How many young men are still on the panel?
I think
there's Huff and the redhead.
Right, there is George Huff and there's the redhead boy, and that's it. There's no more men.
Does anybody know the name of the redhead boy? Nobody knows.
Isn't it John Stevens?
Yeah, but it's funnier if we just know him as the red-haired boy.
The red-haired boy.
There's George Huff, boy. The man, and then there's the red-haired boy.
Very good.
Listen, you are the last one on this phone scan, so you're the big wiener. What is your name?
Rob, stop doing your George Huff impression.
It's chilling, isn't it?
It is.
I know. I'm more of a visual impression.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Woodbridge.
Right on. You've got the, listen to this. You've got 50 Dave and Buster's dollars.
Mm.
This is a great price. So go to Dave and Buster's. This is good for food, drinks, merchandise, or play games, all you want. And you get the $20 Dave and Buster's power cards.
Yes.
Use those on the games. When you need a break, come to Dave and Buster's. Recess is calling. Plus, you want a pair of tickets to an evening with Rush, the 30th anniversary of Rush.
I'm up.
Tuesday, wrong one. It's the one with Geddy Lee.
Oh.
August 3 in Nissan Pavilion. Show starts at 7:30.
Geddy Lee!
Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 24. Go to NissanPavilion.com. And thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you very much.
That's Geddy Lee. There he is. Geddy Lee.
I've never seen Rush. I'd love to go see Rush.
Yeah. There you go. Here's two tickets for you, Mike.
Thank you.
There you go. Enjoy. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on. Did you like the cavalier way I tossed those your way?
Well, you know, when it comes to Rush, I'm kind of a Johnny come lately.
That's me. You know, I disagree. I think you're old school, Rush.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You're old school.
Thank you.
You've been there back in the day.
Thank you.
Hey, come on. Don't you know all the words of Tom Sawyer?
No, I don't. No.
Really?
No, I just like that. That's all. When it comes to Rush, that's all I know right there. But I like it. But I do like it.
I don't even know. It's like, beam, beam, bada, beam, 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 Tom Sawyer. Bow,
bow, bow, bow, whenever I've heard Rush, bow, bow. I always like it. But I never tracked with it.
Right.
But I've always thought they'd be fun to see live.
Well, there you go, Mike. There's
I got a stack of tickets.
Now's your chance.
Got a break? Oh, the Arnold tape.
Yes.
There's no way we're going to have to. It's an hour-long CD/DVD. But we'll play as much as we can here before we get to Buzz's news coming up. Now, this was released in 1981, before he made movies.
This is Arnold.
Hi, Arnold.
Training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed.
Okay, look, you get the idea.
Very nice.
We'll be right back, Arnold.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much. Pleased to see that. Hey, with this, you can do a few curls.
and pump up. Very nice. This is, by the way, my favorite award show. I have to be honest with you that I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to make it here tonight because of an injury that I suffered during the making of Terminator 3. I severely strained my back trying to deliver more than 2 lines of dialogue. Now imagine metal detectors at the stunt award show. Don't they know that the stunt people's bodies are being held together by metal pins and metal blades? Imagine what films would be like without stunts. Or what, for instance, Terminator would be like without stunt performances. We actually would have to come up with some dialogue.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, that's how well-spoken he is now.
Is that recent? Is that post-governor?
That's yesterday.
Or over the weekend. He's gotten cocky, and he's, like, giving up trying to sound. Well, what is it, Robbie?
It's 11 months ago. It was the first annual Stunt Award.
Ah, gotcha. Well, basically, it's pre-governor.
What is the thing he was at? Wasn't he at a fitness thing last week?
Last week he named people to the American Film Commission.
No, but he was doing a fitness thing as well. What was that fitness magazine thing?
A couple of weeks ago, the Arnold Classic in the Midwest, I believe in Indianapolis.
And he showed up for it. He lived in the governor's mansion.
Governor's mansion.
Right.
I thought that's... Oh, Dude Walker.
They only hit you because they love you.
Right.
Don and Mike.
It's only because you don't listen. Listen, we won't hit you. I got some new bits. Tomorrow we'll do one of these new games. I've talked about this. My mom is a whore.
You've been talking about that for a while. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea for a game, a good bit. We'll get to it tomorrow. Also, I got another game called Don't Call Me Mike, and another game called Can You Outrun Your Phone?
Very good.
So we'll play one of them tomorrow.
Those all sound good.
One of those tomorrow. Okay. Now, Arnold, yeah. Here you go. This is from 1981.
And listen to how much effort he puts in just to say the words.
Here he is. Governor of California. Here he is now.
Very nice.
See if you see there's any difference.
And here he is then.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner.
Hi, Arnold.
It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
California.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Yeah, you need them. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout.
I'm doing it.
Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends.
You know what?
It
just speaks for itself. You don't need to just laugh at it.
It's Arnold.
It's like when we used to love just hearing the tapes of him speaking.
All right.
This is something we don't have to punctuate.
No, we don't have to say anything because if you say anything, you step on Arnold and it's great.
It's
I want to hear him count.
So great to... Oh, that's... Hold on. You want? I'll go right to the counting.
Oh, good.
I want to hear some counting.
Is that on Don't Stop Believin'?
Oh, he counts on all of them.
Oh, does he really?
Let's start our special program of resistance training without weights. Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout. Place your hands on two chairs, shoulder-width apart, and your feet on a bed or on a table.
All right.
The reason for doing push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
What, Governor?
Get into the upright push-up position, and I will count out 30 push-ups.
You asked for it.
If you're a beginner, stop at 10. Very nice. Intermediate, stop at 20. If you're an advanced, continue on to 30. Ready.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Stretch all the way down. 5, 6, 7. And concentrate on your chest. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And keep going. 16, 17, 18. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. 5 more. Up, down,
wow.
Up, down, up, down, up, down. And one big one. Yes.
He could be talking about anything.
What a calf crappy reason. Workout.
For the development and strengthening of the calves. Put the front part of your feet.
Okay, hold on. I want to go to It's Raining Men.
Keep your muscles a chance to warm up.
He's so dumb.
You know what's amazing? If you just get in your mind's eye, him sitting in a recording studio.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Up, so big
down,
and stupid.
Up, down.
Hi, this is Arnold.
Very nice.
And that's cocky, Arnold.
This exercise is called the barbell curl. It is for the biceps.
He's so dumb.
The biceps may not be as big as mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly. The key is always to keep your elbows stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion.
Uh-huh.
It's a shorter white grip on the barbell.
You voted for him, California.
Use the barbell.
To lower the weight and the out when the bar reaches
the barbell.
The
B-A-H. The barbell.
We will do 12 repetitions.
Here we go. Count.
Repetitions. Okay. Ready.
Go.
Start on the down position at your five.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. And keep your elbows at the waist. Up. Down. Down. Nine. Down. Ten.
Oh, I thought it was
saying no,
no?
German?
Nine.
Nine. Okay, he's counting. Nine.
Bec-
down. And give me two more.
Moi.
Down.
Moi. Down. Very good.
Yeah.
Remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
Moron.
The next exercise is for the calves. Put a phone book or a block of wood up to the wall of your room so that it will remain stationary.
Bravo.
Hold a dumbbell in one hand and with the front part of your feet on the
floor. Put a dumbbell on a CD.
There's like 15 cuts on here.
Ah, yours would not be as big as mine.
Let's see. How about burning for you?
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger's total body workout.
Hi, this is Arnold. Oh, it is Louis they're called. Burning for you.
Wow.
Hi.
The tricep dip is next. Pull a chair or a stool up within 3 feet of your exercise bench.
Repetition.
Sit on the bench, put your legs up on the chair, and position your body so
chair.
That it's raised above the bench by the palms of your hands.
Body is
elbows locked.
B-O-T-T-Y.
Lower your body toward the floor as far as you can and breathe in. Raise your body back up and breathe out.
Please, God, have him count again.
Beginners should aim for 8 dips.
Eight. Okay,
8 dips. Off and advance
but
for 15.
But there's a dip on the CV.
Ready?
Go.
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 Down. Up. Down. Up.
There's a lot of that.
Counting too much of a challenge.
Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up.
Box down.
Down. Up. 8. Up. 9. Up. 10. Up.
He said 8.
11. Up. 12. Up.
I like
3 more. Up.
3 more.
Up. Last one. Up. Very good.
Very good.
Now we're going to do some more. Hop down. Hop down.
Number 5.
Place 12.
Place your legs on the chair.
What's the artist from the CD is on the phone?
Make sure your whole party.
Hold on. Joining us now from Journey is Ross Valerie.
Hey. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, baby.
Hey, now listen. Back in the day, did you guys get any coin for Arnold using your...
That's why I am calling. I don't recall him getting a licensing on that.
Wow. Let's see, Ross.
That's right, pal. Arnold, you have been bootlegging our music.
And he was doing this...
And being that I'm in California, I know where you live, Arnie.
And this was in the heyday for Journey. I mean, you're talking about...
It was 1980 or something, 81?
Yeah, 81. Right. He's got on the CD, he's got Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Breathing. It's breathing. 1, 2, breathe.
He's got 867-5309, It's Raining Men.
Uh-huh.
Burning for You. Now, hold on, let's go back to the Journey one.
Yeah.
And let Ross hear that. Now, Ross is an original member of Journey.
Bass player.
And a big listener of the show. And
there you go, man. I'm paying attention still.
Okay, so here we go.
Let's start our special program of resistance training without weights. Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout.
Chest.
Oh,
place your hands on two chairs, shoulder width apart.
Chest.
And your feet
on
the bare.
I love it when they get all sweaty.
Push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
Is there anything about licensing or permission or anything like that on that CD?
I don't know, but he should ride on the bus with us so we can bus wrestle and get very sweaty.
This is music that you guys...
If you're in advance...
You guys work your ass off to get these songs on the radio, make them into hits.
You know,
2,
you know,
3,
stretch, 4,
down,
5, 6,
7,
9.
It was released originally on Columbia, and now it was re-released on Sony. Is there any way...
It probably was licensed. If it was through them, it probably was.
It was okay. Probably your record company.
Good, but it was a good excuse to call you guys. It's been a while since I talked
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Since the big crash of whatever it was a few months ago, you guys are
major guide. You can just turn around and change it and keep going like nothing happened.
Thank you, Ross. It's nice of you to say that.
Amen.
Really, I got to hand it to you. You know, now that you guys have to sort of behave, you're having to rely more on Mike's talents of impersonation, which I think are consummate. There's nobody better than you, Mike.
Dankeschön, Ross.
Agreed.
Oh, really?
But we all love doing Arnold. I mean, everybody loves doing Arnold.
Yeah.
But gee, when I was around last time, you were sick of it, though, so I didn't get to go there.
Well, you know why? Because it was right when he was running for governor, and we were really overloading on that. Oh, my God.
But he'll never really go away. He's a lot of fun. Now, you know, you remember the movie Predator with him and...
Ventura.
Yeah, well, isn't somebody else in that movie going to run?
Oh, who's going to run? Carl Weathers?
I heard this urban myth that have some fun tonight. I'm going to have some fun. The black guy, what's his name?
Carl Weathers.
As was in Apollo
3. No, the other guy.
I have no idea. I don't remember the movie Predator. Who's the other black guy?
He was Jesse's partner.
I'm trying to think. I'm blocking.
Yeah, I have no freaking idea what you're talking about.
I heard a rumor that he's going to run for some kind of political office.
Well, we got to get
nice
names.
Be nice if he had his name for the rumor.
You know, sort of rhymes. Predator, governor, you know, it's all the same.
Right.
Nice.
Hey, hold on, Ross. You can talk to Buzz. It's time for the news. Hold on a second. We will get more into this Arnold DVD CD tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like an old friend. It's just sitting there.
There's a lot of cuts on there.
Incidentally, I heard from Lisa and from Joe. We're going to be out that way this summer. You know, it'll be nice to see you there. You're not going to Paris this time, are you?
Yeah, no. We're not going anywhere. Just bring a gang in. Absolutely.
Come by.
All right. Well, I'll tell Lisa I'll get back to her and Joe. And
we're going to have to give you an update. You know, you've been on the show a bunch of times. I would love to hear you guys do some playing for us when you come out.
We've got to give you an update. Lisa was...
You should really come. You'd enjoy it. Bring the family.
That's two producers ago.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. That's me.
He made it up.
I don't want to give nothing away, but I bet you'll be, by the time you get here and come back on the show, you'll be talking to a girl named Beth Ann.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Might be a very good chance of that.
Who's Beth Ann? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he just gave you a little scoop. You're going to have to think about that.
You got to listen. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your...
Can we just call her B.A. for short?
B.A.?
Yeah, hey, yes. B.A.
Excellent.
What
hey,
did you say?
What's Bam. Up, B.A.?
Bam! Yeah, because her last name is McBride. Bam. Her name will be Bam.
I like Bam.
Buzz, what is your lead story? We'll get some response from Ross. What is your lead story?
Today, Donald Trump may soon be hearing the words, you're fired.
Wow. What's your take on that, Ross?
Well, you know, he's cool because he's willing to risk everything. He's gone bankrupt at least once, you know, and he'll risk everything to get fired. But he'll be back.
There you go.
Right on. Amen. Listen, hold on a second.
You guys, I got to go. I got to pick up my wife. I know she's not listening. She's busy shopping.
Hold on.
I love you.
We love you. Thank you. Hold on. I want to give you a prize. Congratulations, okay. Russ. You want a pair of tickets to an evening with Rush.
Rush. Nice.
The 30th anniversary tour of Rush.
So, can I trade them for the Scorpions?
Okay. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye, Rush.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I do like it when he calls in.
It's Ross, isn't it?
Ross.
What is it? Ross.
We call
him Russ again. And then when you call him Russ, I think.
It's a regional dialect.
It's Russ.
Ross.
It's all the Arnold.
It's like Friends. It's like Ross and Rachel.
Yes, right.
What did I call them Russ? Like J.R. Russ?
Sounded like Russ. But, you know.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then I went, I thought it was Ross.
He probably didn't.
You did call him Russ. But I was glad he called in because I called him on Sunday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I knew they were coming to town and he said, well, you want to go to the show? And I said, I want to play Stone in Love with you guys.
For Joe, that's like the ESPN dream job.
Absolutely.
Be on stage.
That's cool that he called back because I told him, I said, please call us anytime this week.
Like, very good. Excellent.
It's so dangerous. That's like me having Johnny Carson's phone number.
Yeah, really.
You call him all the time. Buzz, your lead story was something about Trump.
Donald Trump may be hearing the words, you're fired.
Right. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on.
Very nice.
Very nice. Don and Mike Show, heard right now, Wausau, Wisconsin, WRIG, Kansas City, The Ticket, KCTE. How about Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF? How about you, Buffalo? Yeah. Wasn't bad. Burlington, Vermont, 96.7 WXZ. What's that? WXZO.
XZO.
And Portland, Oregon, KOTK. Oh, and Sacramento, KHTK. Yeah, got to do it. They listen to us out there.
Yeah.
What's your journey's from? Kinda.
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And on time for Buzz's news and comments. Buzz brought to you tonight by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers, available now at fine retailers.
Oh, dear.
Right. I'll see you
in a smoke. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Like the journey.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Ross.
Yeah.
Ross.
That's correct.
Valerie.
Ross Valerie.
Perfect.
All right. Russ.
Ross.
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 Russ. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Donald Trump may soon get fired by his own casinos. Not that he cares. He says the casino business only makes up about 3% of his net worth. But he's practically running the joints into the ground. Last year, his casino resorts lost $87 million.
I'll tell you why. They and after spending some time in Las Vegas, and I've been in Atlantic City, and not as much as Mike's early, but enough to say the nose knows, you go into the Trump place, it smells of people.
It is disgusting. And you compare, and I think they should know this, you compare Las Vegas to Atlantic City, and, you know, granted, you're out there, it's warm, it's out west, but... They could do, if they did what they do in Las Vegas, and they did that to the hotels, casinos in Atlantic City, and which is really basically tear them down and build them and make them nicer for people, it would be fine. But really, they all smell like smoke and
yep,
B.O.
But the Trump ones, especially the Trump
Taj
place.
Mahal, you know, it looks great on the outside. It's got Trump. It's got all this stuff.
And you walk in.
And it's like, what's that? What is it?
Smells like the inside of my hamper.
But what's great is you walk into the Mandalay Bay in Vegas, and it just smells great.
Sweet. I mean, it really does.
Not even a trace of smoke.
Yeah, they're going to learn, but I think they're learning already. You know, a lot of people in Atlantic City are rebuilding. They're gutting these hotels, and they're making them nicer. I hope that is. But you also have to remember one thing that will never change when you compare Vegas to Atlantic City, and that is the people. You go down, and I read in an article one time, somebody was talking about, it might have been like an interview with Johnny Knoxville, and they talk about going down to Atlantic City.
Well, there's your gambling expert. Yeah. Johnny Knoxville.
He's going down, but it's the author of the article that said we went down to Atlantic City where everybody was gray.
Yeah.
Which is really the way it is in Atlantic City.
Not only were they hair color, it was ashen.
Yeah. Ashen gray.
Pale,
and
sickly.
You go out to Vegas and you see the people rolling around. I mean, it's a people watching paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Las Vegas.
Indeed.
So how come Trump doesn't just, I know it has nothing to do with the story, Buzz, but how come he doesn't take some of his gazillions of dollars that he makes in real estate and really do something good up in Atlantic City with the Taj Mahal?
Because in Atlantic City, they have a clientele that they rely on to even make the money that they do make. And those really, this is what somebody told me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of people that come in by bus.
Yes.
They come in by bus and are over the age of 75.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't they sort of have the market cornered? I mean, out in Nevada, there's a few places you can go, but...
And that would explain the smell. It's the smell of old people. It's not just it's not the smell of people.
It's a lot of waddling.
B.O. It's
a tremendous amount of waddling in Atlantic.
The smell of old people.
You'll smell it near the nickel slots.
It's a Mimaw smell. You know, whatever you called your
Mimaw.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Mimaw.
Let me sum it up. I'm at a casino hotel in Atlantic City, and I'm trying to get a room that doesn't smell like sour milk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going down there and I'm saying, hey, is there a chance of getting a better room? And the guy says to me, we are booked solid. And he looks at me, this is serious. He said, we are booked solid. Regis is here. Do you need to say anything more about Atlantic City?
That's Atlantic City. Why it smells of old man.
Right.
Regis.
That's the big deal.
Regis is here.
Regis.
And hold on.
The place is jam-packed.
Hold on. Let me... Oh, Joy's here as well.
What wonderful joy filled them.
But I think that's probably why they're losing the money.
So last year, the casinos lost $87 million, as I said. The year before that, they were investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's been a bad couple of years. Trump's auditors tell him, without new financing and being nearly $2 billion in debt, he may be flirting with bankruptcy. An investor has come forward to save the day with the casinos, but one of their conditions is that Trump step down as CEO. The stock value of Trump's casino biz, meanwhile, has dropped from $34 a share to $2 a share.
I'd buy it.
Buy low, sell high.
What do you mean? You'd buy the place or you'd buy the stock?
Buy the stock, yeah.
You'd buy the stock?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because, I mean, either he's going to do it or
the investor.
Or the investor will do it, yeah. And that'll come up.
Well, go ahead and put some money in it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you said you'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm recommending it.
Oh, you're recommending it. See, the thing, you're recommending it, but you're not doing it.
I don't have the money to do it.
I recommend a bet on the Red Sox.
Yeah. You got a couple bucks. If you really believe in it, you can throw it that way.
Well, I've tied everything up in the cafe.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah. It's that's. You remember, I told you that. That's all or nothing.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Right there. Please, please come out. Eat.
There's also, soon to get a pink slip, Disney's Michael Eisner. We've just learned that at the last stockholders meeting, 73% of the stockholders voted against Eisner. 64% voted against the chairman of the board, a friend and ally of Eisner's. A delighted Roy Disney says it was a vote of no confidence in Eisner and company. Roy, brother of founder Walt, was squeezed out of the company late last year, partly because of a feud with Eisner. Quoting Roy, it's hard to see how Mr. Eisner can do what needs to be done at this company without the support of his employees.
Bingo.
More
don't forget about Walt's nephew.
No, he is Walt's nephew.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, Roy.
I was talking about the other one.
Oh, sorry, I thought Roy was Walt's brother. No, my mistake. Nephew. My mistake.
I was talking about the other nephew.
Yes.
Oh. Leroy.
Oh, Leroy. Leroy. They don't talk about him.
Leroy much. Disney.
Leroy Disney.
More
Hello.
Than...
Does that have the same voice as Kwame from The Apprentice?
Yes, it is. He got called yesterday and said he liked it.
Does that have Leroy Disney? Michael Eisner, your white ass am fired. And let me just say, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
From all of us.
Clap your hands, everybody. If you've got what it takes, because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the boys.
Hello down.
You just wanted any chance to work your hip-hop box into the show today. You know, Rob got a box.
Yeah, Rob's really excited about it.
From the record company, he got a box of like a three-disc set of the best of hip-hop.
Because he loves it so.
And all day.
He does.
All day.
Buzzy, he really does.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, I had no idea.
No, he really does.
I mean, like, before the show today, he was saying to me, it's got all the stuff you like on it. It's got Biz Markie.
Right.
It's got Sugar Hill Gang on it.
Does it have the Humpty Dance?
I don't think it does. I can bring that in for you tomorrow, though.
Okay.
If you'd like.
We got the Humpty Dance already.
Yeah, oh,
somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
We got it. We got it somewhere. Place. What are you pulling out now to play?
Well, you mentioned Biz Markie.
He wanted to play this. He really did.
Good song.
From Rob's new hip-hop box.
I know you're driving, but it's a good song.
Okay.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl.
This song's a guilty pleasure for everybody.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. You had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met?
The first message is, hey, Rob. Robert Mellman.
100 proof. I asked her her name. She said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big
bra. Okay, you happy?
There
you
go.
And doesn't he sing at a certain point?
Yeah, he is. But we don't have time for that.
Oh, what a shame.
Do that on your wedding show. Do that on your infomercial show.
Yeah.
Yes, make sure you join us.
Play Biz Markie on your infomercial show.
More details today on the case against Michael Jackson, courtesy Good Morning America. ABC News got hold of some Santa Barbara police reports that include statements by the accuser's little brother. The boy, who was 9 at the time his 12-year-old brother was allegedly molested, says Michael not only gave them alcohol, but that it caused his older brother to pass out on 2 occasions. And the boy says that's when Michael touched his brother inappropriately.
Uh-oh.
He says he saw it. The little boy wouldn't answer. He would only cry when asked if he saw Michael engage in sexual activity.
Oh, my.
Both boys reportedly told the doctor Michael had stood naked in front of them.
Jesus.
Sit on Mr. Peck's lap.
God.
In the report, the boys say Michael gave the accuser a laptop computer and surfed the internet with him for pictures of naked women.
I bet he gave him a laptop computer.
Wow.
Aha! Then he told them that if anyone asked, they'd been watching The Simpsons.
Say you were watching Homer and not what really happened. Fine.
Also, that Michael...
Oh, when you do the painting of my kids, blur the faces.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
The boys also say that Michael played with a mannequin of an 8 or 9 year old girl in front of them.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
A Wyoming priest.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dennis.
I love you, Buzz.
We love
you. Okay, Mike.
A priest in Wyoming accused of making teenage boys strip, be blindfolded, gagged, and hung upside down, says it was for penance, not perversion.
Oh,
he
God.
Says it was about spirituality, not
very
sexuality.
Nice.
69-year-old Anthony Jablowski, however, is going to prison. He's been sentenced to do 1 to 7 years for indecent liberties with a minor.
What do you mean, 1 to 7 years?
1 to 7 years.
Very nice.
Only one count against him because only one victim came forward.
Did you say
apparently.
He's 69?
I said he's 69 years
very
old.
Very nice.
God.
The priest apparently did this with teenage boys and with young men. He reportedly manipulated their private parts to induce pain as they hung upside down while praying. The priest says it's part of a ritual about which he has sworn to secrecy. He was a priest in Cheyenne, Wyoming for about 10 years.
Wow.
Boys, it's me, the priest.
It's my pope voice.
Here's what I want you boys to do.
What would you like us to do, Father?
Take your trousers off.
Yes.
And now I'm going to hang you by your feet.
No, that'll hurt, Father.
And then if anyone asks, you tell them, we were watching The Simpsons. Is that nice, Arnold?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
It'll be the same.
Very nice.
Dankeschön. Let them... Congratulations, big kid.
Yes.
Hi, boys. Let's say we're watching The Simpsons.
Jesus.
Wow. Maybe the indecency witch hunt won't seem so trivial to some folks now that an FCC complaint has been filed against 60 Minutes.
Yeah, right.
The man who filed the complaint against Howard Stern that prompted the FCC to hit Clear Channel with a $500,000 fine is the same guy who's now filed a complaint against 60 Minutes.
This is about Missy Elliott?
John Thompson is a lawyer who found out third hand that the news magazine didn't bleep Mary J. Blige saying the S-word under her breath during an interview, and Thompson didn't call CBS about it. He took his complaint straight to the FCC, saying, quote, this constitutes a violation of FCC-enforced decency standards. Those of us who are broadcasters wondered for a while if our bosses would fight the witch hunt or if they'd just roll over and play dead. We have the answer today.
What's that?
They'd rather fight. Viacom, which owns CBS, MTV, and this show, among other things, has joined forces with Fox to challenge the FCC's ruling about Bono's use of the F-word at the Golden Globe Awards.
See, Buzz, this is why this is a misleading headline.
Okay.
That, except for Howard Stern, Infinity Broadcast, I can only speak for Infinity Broadcast, who we work for. Nobody's come up to us and said,
hey, we're going
to
fight this. Yeah, go back and do what you do.
Yeah, go ahead and play fart sound effects. Talk about intercourse. Nobody said that. And what they're doing now is they're going to fight the fact that Bono said the F word on TV.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Let's get down to nuts and bolts. And I wish we could get down to nuts and bolts like we used to.
Was there any mention of Mike Wallace's tight slacks?
No mention of that at all.
Right.
But this is a beginning, and it's a way of, what they're saying is that the FCC rules are vague, and this will apply, they hope that this will stem the tide against all broadcasting,
they haven't told us to take it easy.
There's absolutely no way. We live in it. We're right,
right.
here.
No,
We're
I
right
know.
Here. You
and
were in here. That meeting.
Listen, here's
right.
what it takes. One time, and it won't be with us, because we're not high up enough on the food chain.
Uh-huh.
It'll be with Stern, or it will be with nobody.
Right.
Eventually, some broadcast, it won't be Clear Channel, it'll be Infinity, will have to go to the FCC and say what you're doing is unconstitutional.
That's where you've they're
not,
starting.
You've not given us the rules. Guess what? You want to fine us millions of dollars? We're not paying. And if you don't like that, we'll see you in court.
Yeah. And I think that's the direction it's headed. But they're fighting this on a number of fronts, and they're fighting the vagueness of the FCC rules, which, if they win, will benefit us all. We haven't felt any change yet because the battle's just beginning.
I would like to thank the SEC commissioners, get them in a room, take off their trousers, tie them up by their feet,
and then when
anybody asks, say we were watching
The Simpsons.
We're watching The Simpsons.
Very nice. And I can understand 60 Minutes' complaint, though, because Mike Wallace slags, they leave nothing to the imagination.
Tell his religion. NBC, which aired the show, has filed a separate challenge. ABC has decided to stay out of it, but CBS and Fox are not alone. They're backed by the Performers Union, the ACLU, and Penn and Teller, to name a few.
Oh, great.
Together, they've all filed a petition asking the FCC to reconsider its ruling.
Okay. Well, it's got to start
somewhere.
I know. You're trying to put a good spin on things.
I would like to think that somebody's fighting it and that it's starting somewhere, and I get the impression that it's starting.
Well, I get the impression you're full of crap. But you know, that's just me. But and it's only because I see what's happening behind the scenes nobody is walking around this place saying, we're going to fight the good fight, and we're going to step up all the way, and we're going to make sure that, you know, what we're doing is constitutional. You know what? Every single day we come in, they say, guys, listen, did you say F it today on the air?
Right.
You go, yeah. Oh, we can't do that.
Right. No, we're still in that climate, very much so.
Yeah, right.
I understand.
Keep believing that, Buzz.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got personal with you. Or don't stop believing.
Or start believing.
Don't stop believing. That's Journey.
Right.
You know what I like
and
to do?
And Russ Mallory.
I'd like to take all the original members of Journey.
Yeah.
Put them in a room. Right. Take their trousers off.
Uh-huh. Suspend them from the ceiling. Do some manipulation and then say they were watching The Simpsons.
They're watching The Simpsons.
Very nice.
Sorry, Buzz. I got all racked up there about the FCC.
Now, I realize nothing's changed, but to me, the glass is possibly half full.
Yeah. In my book, that glass is empty.
You know, really, at this stage, you shouldn't say glass half full. Maybe they might be putting some water
in the
glass.
There's a trickle. There's a dribble in the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. The dribble glass.
Dreamer. Buzz,
yes.
We got a break. What's next?
Up next, a plan to require adult filmmakers to use condoms.
Oh, see, I'm against that, too.
I think most consumers are.
But against that, too.
No, you want them to be safe?
No, I don't. And if anybody asks...
Die for your entertainment.
If anybody asks...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you get AIDS? I was watching
The Simpsons.
Very nice.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like a love toy for your ears. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some adult video companies only make and sell porn that's made with the use of condoms. Other video companies serving a market that doesn't want to see condoms don't use them. With the latest AIDS scare, officials in California are talking again about requiring condom use in adult videos. Some producers don't like the idea. Quoting one, when you see an action movie and you see the hero jump out the window, you don't want to see the wires holding him up. Nobody wants to see condoms. It's a fantasy. End quote.
You know who's real big into that? Is it not seeing the condoms
right.
in porn?
George Michael.
There it is. He hates it.
Hates it.
And the producer says a new law could hurt California's already troubled economy. So there's that. The first actor to get
California.
It will devastate Canoga Park.
So what we want is, do we want the dirty videos?
That's why I submit to you. Everyone should write Bear Back.
No condoms.
Bear Back or nothing.
That's... Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. No condoms.
You know, he's watched a few of them.
He's been in a few of them.
The first actor.
You know what I'm saying, huh?
Of course.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Of course.
Very nice. The first actor to get infected in the current scare got infected in Brazil while making a condom-free video there. But we're talking about porn stars. Regular people would never
take... last time I heard anything, it had to be 66. That's the last time I heard anything about Brazil.
What are you, a nut? We're talking porn stars, of course. Regular people would never take these kinds of risks, would they? Actually, thanks to the new Bluetooth technology, they might. It's called toothing. You're in a public place, an airport, a bus or a train, a bar or a supermarket.
Radio station.
You use your laptop or cell phone or PDA to look for other wireless users in your immediate vicinity.
Right.
You send them a message, usually just the word toothing, followed by a question mark. If the two of you hit it off, you agree to meet in, say, a restroom, and voila, sex with a stranger. Quoting one toother, a lot of my days taken up with a soul-aching commute into the city, and that just feels like dead time.
See, I do it without the laptop. I just call the front desk. Uh-huh. Say, Colette.
Hey.
Hey, Bumblebee.
Hey, come on now.
Hey, Bumblebee. Hey, baby, where's my queen bee?
That's my dream.
Let's pollinate.
Don't come into my dream.
Do you think Dennis Murphy does a lot of toothing?
Of course he does. Okay, Rob.
Sorry, Dennis.
Dog's teeth. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dennis. In Norway, where things are a little different, high school girls are making adult videos to raise money for the big school dance.
Good heavens, no.
Yes, 26 seniors from two high schools in Oslo say they'll take part in a video to raise money for their end of the school year dances. Quoting one girl, we're in a hard spot. I'm doing it for my friends. We need the money. It's a Norwegian tradition that high school seniors raise money to celebrate the end of their first 13 years of education. The money's usually spent on a bus or a van to serve as a party and fundraising headquarters. These kids will use it to make an adult video. They've hired an adult video actor.
Will they be using condoms, Buzz?
I don't know, Don, but they should.
He'll find out. If anybody asks, just say you are watching The Simpsons.
There you go.
And I think that should be the cure-all for everything.
That's the answer. That's the answer no matter what you're doing. I was watching The Simpsons.
Yes. Now, we've heard about it for years. Now that it's finally on the horizon, do guys have any interest in a male birth control pill? Men don't get pregnant, but they do buy at least a third of all the birth control products sold. Mm. And since their only choices now are condoms or vasectomy, scientists and their bosses see a market for a male pill.
We just have to figure out a way for all the guys that get vasectomies to stop calling the show.
Yeah, that's all we need. But the male pill may not be a pill at all. Developers are looking at patches and implants as well as injections that would last 6 months or a year.
This whole topic really woman's work? I mean, let's be honest. It's the man's job.
What I wanted to know.
It's the man's job to go in to pleasure, to give pleasure, to enjoy pleasure, to pollinate if such happens.
Uh-huh.
But it is certainly not the man's responsibility. Thank you.
Don Geronimo.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just got to.
I'm out there on the ledge by myself, but I know there's a lot of my brothers out there that are standing with me and
saying. Sometimes you credit him.
Saying someone has to say it.
Right.
Stand up, D-O-N-I. Say it, Donnie. I'll say it.
Say it, Donnie.
I'll say it.
Donnie. Donnie. Donnie.
Aside from career and money, there's a reason the lovely Kate Beckinsale thinks you should see her new movie, Van Helsing.
Why?
The Hugh Jackman thriller features Dracula, the Wolfman, and Frankenstein.
Movie's supposed to be outstanding.
This looks so good.
And she couldn't be prettier. But Kate says the movie also has more exposed female bosoms than any movie ever made.
That's a nice picture of her. Would you pull that off of the web?
Google search images, Kate Beckinsale.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's very cute. Pretty. Couldn't be prettier.
She's a handsome woman.
I wonder if that guy wears a condom. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
He's huge.
He's huge.
Hugh
Jackman. Does he wear a condom?
I don't know.
Hugh Jackman. You'll have to see the movie.
Hugh Jackman.
Kate says in it, Dracula has three very well-endowed brides and that she holds her own in the movie as well.
Holds her own what?
Oh. Her own acting ability.
Hey.
And by the way, what I've been trying to tell you all along, apparently true.
What's that, Buzz?
Sex, booze, and candy are good for you. According to Dr. Ken Davis, author of Health Yourself, The Candy, Booze, and Sex Prescription.
I got hiccups.
For example, the doc cites studies that show a drink a day can reduce your risk of heart attack, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. He says frequent sex can lower your risk of heart trouble and that candy eases pain.
Candy, Lifesavers, five flavor, peppermint, wintergreen,
and traditional five flavor.
One Harvard study even shows that folks who eat candy live almost a year longer than those who don't.
They will have a bunch of horny, alcoholic diabetics.
Hello!
It's Michael Mara.
Greetings! Where's my chocolate bar?
Michael Mara.
I left it next to my beer.
Hurry, Mike. There's a girl waiting to have sex with you.
Let's eat.
Don't wear a condom.
Okay.
See you when we watch The Simpsons.
Wintergreen.
In sports, Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker found something in a field, but it wasn't a baseball field, and it wasn't a baseball. It was his field on his property near Evergreen, Colorado, and what he found was a dead body.
Hey.
At last check, the body still hadn't been identified. Police say Larry's not a suspect. Police say they don't know whether the guy was killed there or just dumped there.
Thank you so much.
Larry, meanwhile, was on the disabled list with a torn hamstring.
Hey, what about that guy? Buzz, I know we're running out of time. It's hypothetical, not asking really because I don't know the answers, but what about that guy with the St. Louis Blues? The hockey player?
What happened?
Oh, yeah. There's some dude who plays, you know, I don't follow hockey,
right,
but there's
right.
some dude who's like a star for the St. Louis Blues. The cops arrested him because he wanted to hire a hitman to kill somebody, to kill like one of his business associates. And so they're interviewing these hockey players.
He's a hockey player. He could do it himself.
They get done with the playoff game, and they're interviewing these guys, and they're saying, what do you think about the game? You know, they're all the same. Well, it was good, a lot of checking. What about the fact that the right winger just got arrested for trying to hire a hitman to?
Well,
they said the same thing that people say, like when there's a killer on the street.
Right.
He always seemed like a nice guy to me.
Yeah, he's right next door.
Yeah, Quiet. You should look into that, Buzz or Mike or either
one. All right,
you
both will.
I'm not the hockey fan I used to be.
Anyway, it's some guy. He's arrested. Right. Some hockey player's arrested now.
Yeah. Finally.
Sorry, I totally stopped the show.
No, that's okay.
I stopped the show.
I've seen the story. I haven't studied it. I'll get more and get back to it.
Let me just say what they should do to that guy is they should take him. They should take off his trousers, hang him up by his feet, manipulate him. And
yeah, but what do you do if somebody breaks in and says, what have you been doing?
They say you watch The Simpsons.
Finally,
very nice.
Being 18, Greg Sanders still has a lot to learn about marketing. It's what he wants to do for a living. And
he's 18, he likes it.
It's what he won a trophy for, marketing, in a statewide student marketing competition here in Virginia. Greg says he didn't want to drop the trophy there at the awards ceremony, so as the cameras snapped away, Greg held the trophy against his body at an angle. Some teachers say they were mortified. They say Greg was clearly mocking the ceremony by the phallic way he held the trophy.
Okay.
Greg has now been disqualified from the competition. Greg, by the way, was not voted class clown. The yearbook lists him as most typical senior. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
We got to go. Big American Idol party tonight at Joe's. We're going to get drunk and call Russ Valerie.
Yes, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah. I think we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 You.
For those who serve.
Give me my cough syrup.
All my blessings.
No.
Every day I don't.
You got too much on your plate. I could sit here and think about it while you're doing all that other stuff.
Okay, let me just real fast. Go ahead, Mike. Say goodbye.
All my blessings.
Simpsons out.
We'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.